We're on, by the way.
Excellent.
Yay!
Hello, podcast listeners. At some point, Nick will give this a clever name, and then I will say that.
Unless you don't.
Unless I don't.
Friends of Bill W.
Well, probably should be.
Mm-hmm. Well played.
I believe so. A bunch of addicts sitting around a table, counseling one another.
So, as a way of introduction, we are playing D&D 5th Edition for the first time for all of us, I think. Many of us played the playtest, but that doesn't bear a lot of resemblance to the game they shipped. And we are running through the first in the Tyranny of Dragons series, a Horde of Dragons, or Horde of the Dragon Queen, rather. I'm bad at names.
It's good to know that you've read this ahead of time.
I've read some of this.
Just cold reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, he read the end of the book, not the beginning. Yeah.
Skip to the end.
You want to see how it ended?
Spoiler alert.
And
the party does.
We are kicking off our first session by putting together the party and figuring out how people know people, and I'm throwing a few hooks out. So, Evan's wizard is named...
Abner.
So every five nights, for the last several weeks, you've been on this cycle of nightmares. And what it is every night is a different apocalypse. It is the world being destroyed by cold, followed by choking fumes, followed by lightning, then waves of acid, and finally, terrible, terrible fire.
Right.
Over and over and over again.
All the different
things. Circle of Nightmares was also my metal band's first CD.
Nice.
Nice. I was about to say the last dream he has is Mel Gibson looking for gas.
And for some reason you feel compelled to travel to this little city way south.
In that case, strike what I said before about wanting to join your group. I've been putting ads up all over town.
Mm.
You know, founding an adventuring party for fame and fortune and to save the world.
Right.
Yes.
Which leads us to our swashbuckling fighter.
I'd totally hook up with that.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I am the Daring Drakon.
The Daring Drakon. Turns out you're the grandchild of a renowned dragon slayer.
Well, yeah.
Why wouldn't you be?
Right. You've been saying that for years.
Yeah, it turns out it's always been true. No, I've been saying I am that dragon slayer.
But last week, a cult of ruffians, a group of ruffians assaulted you in a bar. And there were far too many of them for you to fight them off effectively.
Even with my great skill.
Even with your great skill. Well, there were like 83 ruffians.
No!
Like, I think it was closer to 200.
Sure.
That's an entire gaggle of ruffians.
That's right. That's right.
For those of us in the bar, to be clear, we're talking about like three. Right?
Yeah, and one of them was missing a leg and three eyes.
Yeah.
It was actually just one three-year-old girl.
Yeah. Is the name for a group of ruffians a ruffle?
Nice. Anyway, after they finished and left you bloody in a sewer...
four turtles appear and save you.
That's right. Here's your yellow jumpsuit. The ruffians shouted out as they left that the cult of the dragon never forgets.
Mm.
You're not really sure what that means. And then you see this guy's posters, and you're like, yeah, I'll go anywhere. I just
never forget.
Nice.
What are the rest of you got?
Well, I'm interested in the hero business right now.
Yeah.
I'm a brave and bold halfling explorer, so
you're,
I already like...
You're the rogue? No.
Cleric.
Mm-hmm. I made you all write this down, but I haven't looked at it,
right.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah. And we've been emailing about it for weeks.
Yeah, I don't read your emails.
There are a lot of them.
Well, you read mine, Rick. Can I take this better armor?
We figured out our background pretty good.
You caught me in a moment of respite.
Yeah. We got a solid background over here.
We do.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We hear
lovers.
I am,
we'll come back to you.
I am playing Maurice Clayellum. I am a paladin of Sunni. I'm here to spread love.
Is your cousin Maurice Sumner? Like,
no, Maurice Sendak.
Okay. Carry
Clay Ellum, really?
Yes, Clay Ellum.
This is a man who spends too much time on Washington's
first. I was driving by at the time, and I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah.
I've been through Clay Ellum. It's awful.
It's a short little thought. I saw a sign. I was like, sure, that'll be my last name.
All right, Maurice Clay Ellum. Keep talking.
Yes.
You are a cranky old
man. And I have met Varel. Varel?
Varel.
Varel.
Virile.
Varel Rainflyer.
Varel Rainflyer. I actually caught him one time as a thief. I took pity upon him, because I have a noble background, of course.
Sure.
And decided not to turn him into the proper authorities and said
I made
an offer to him.
The church.
to accompany me, because I need to go out and spread the word of SUNY.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and help protect and care for the people that beneath me.
But I said, well, instead of payment, if I fulfill a term of service to you in exchange for that,
sure.
When we return to Waterdeep, which is where we're coming from, apparently,
yes.
In our little story,
uh-huh.
You will use your nobility and influence to better my people who are in the slums of your city.
Sure.
Who are trapped there after the encroachment of the human city upon my native lands.
Sure. Yes, sure. All that.
So is this totally one of these deals where by doing the term of service, you're keeping the enormous bank account that you stole? And
well, I'm going to rob people along the way.
Yeah.
But I got him as cover.
Yeah. Sure.
And he's just robbing him the entire time.
You know, the skim. If you don't notice, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, just a couple off the top.
The mob
so all it takes is this guy seeing the signs that I'm putting up. That we're going to go adventuring through the countryside. And you're like, perfect! I'm heading to a countryside!
To save the world? Would he not go in for that?
All right, tell me about Morgan the Halfling.
Morgan is a cleric of Yandala for reasons nobody quite understands. Because okay. She's not that religious.
Sure.
But Yandala just seems to like her.
Morgan is not religious? Or Yandala is not religious?
Morgan.
Okay.
Yandala's a goddess who seems to like Morgan for
by default religious.
Well, I like the idea of an apathetic god, right?
Right. Vecna, very not religious as far as gods go.
I worship you.
Yeah.
Can you really prove I exist?
You've got a lifetime to try.
But she fancies herself an explorer and recently a folk hero. After helping thwart some bandits.
Sure.
And being rewarded with a puppy from the Halfling Outriders.
Fantastic.
So she has Chauncey the puppy.
I need to get you a puppy.
Okay.
Oh, did you thwart the bandits that jumped her in the alley?
No.
Oh, okay.
There were way too many.
Okay. Yeah, 83.
Yeah, he got two of them plus the gimpy one missing all three eyes. But the other 80 got away.
She's a strong believer in fate and destiny, so if she happened to see that poster, that means, obviously, I'm destined to do this.
Sure. So I like this.
This is good.
You are now the boss of this adventuring company.
Yeah, this is going to be the best. Until I get killed a week in.
Yes.
It's going to be just like the Pathfinder game where I was the cowboy,
right.
Except I'm going to die way sooner.
Yeah. That cowboy went on for a long time. Yeah.
Hey, I might die before you.
Nope.
9 aces.
Oh, you're going to just save me always, right?
No. I have faith in Evan's ability to run headlong into stupid situations.
I think I can die before the end of the session.
I suppose he's a wizard with strength.
I can die in 3 rounds.
Character.
It'll take you that long?
You got more hit points than me. This is stacked against you.
You can add your AC and your hit points together. It's still lower than my AC.
Yeah, I believe you. Like this guy is not survivable. But don't worry, I've got Fog Cloud.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't ever attack me.
How many rounds does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of Buckminster?
One.
We're about to find out.
Two. One to get to me.
Okay.
Okay, we're counting in movement.
Yeah.
Two actions.
Depends how far away they are.
That's true.
They're starting the adventure.
Yeah, it might take many.
Yeah.
So where are you starting from?
I don't know. What's the nearest town? Like the nearest city? Is this near Waterdeep?
We are down near Baldur's Gate.
Sure, perfect.
This is Greenest, Baldur's Gate here. I know nothing about the Forgotten Realms, by the way, so...
You forgot?
This could be fantastic.
Anything that I know, I want you to please just ignore.
Okay.
This setting is god-awful. And now I've made half of your podcast listeners angry, but they're wrong, so... God...
Anybody who's a podcast listener who's listened to podcasts probably already hates you.
Yeah, so especially the podcast of
yeah, history, right.
Right? Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. I already hate you.
Yay!
I've hated you for a long time.
Yeah. I know. I get off.
They don't hate Ross yet.
No, I'm still new.
By the end of this session, they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
it. Yeah. So yeah, you guys are... Let's see. Looking at the map, you probably actually leave Baldur's Gate and head over through Scornoobel, and then head down into Greenest.
Sure.
So you are coming into town.
So we're walking?
Do you have horses?
Nope.
Then you're walking.
I am working on a mount actively. Like puppy
chow
every
night. You should
rephrase that. No, I shouldn't.
I'm riding on his shoulders.
And just so I'm clear, the puppy is not yet mechanically anything, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It just, I figure at some point I will invest 75 gold and it'll become big enough, and it seems like a better story than I go to a town.
No, yeah, I love everything.
Dog's name?
Chauncey.
Chauncey.
Right, Chauncey. Just follows us as we walk.
So you guys come into town on this main road here, heading west.
Okay.
And the town is greenest?
Greenest. The town is greenest.
I've seen greener.
Yeah.
You haven't, actually.
It's greatest. Greenest.
It's right there in the name.
So
greener.
So you guys have been traveling for a few days, and as you come in to greenest, it is sundown. There's, you know, maybe an hour of duskish kind of light left. And instead of a pleasant, you know, welcoming little town, you actually find it in flames.
It wasn't like that the last time I was here.
You'd notice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So yeah, so the smoke coming in from over the hills.
Green wood does not burn. They are proved incorrect.
Well,
I thought it was green.
So as you crest the final hill, you have seen some columns of smoke, but like, this is a medieval town. Shit's on fire all the time. Right. People are cooking.
Sure. Literal shit.
Like, you know,
it's literal shit. The only way to get rid of it.
So you didn't think much of, you know, because you get, none of you have ever been there, right? You don't know how big this town is. So there's some smoke and whatever, but yeah,
smells like burning.
But as you crest, it's clear that like there are buildings on fire and people running through the streets screaming, and a big blue dragon flying over the city.
Oh well.
Well, there's the problem right there.
Thanks, Buckminster.
Wait, blue dragons breathe fire?
Lightning.
Oh.
Wow.
Excuse me. Lightning, actually, but it'll light stuff on fire. There we go.
And there are a bunch of, like, you can see, like, robed people running through the streets following what appear to be town folk, and other robed people stacking straw against buildings.
So why are we not rushing in to help them?
Boss, I think it's time for some heroism.
I'm just watching.
Kill any of the guys in the weird robes.
As he's talking, I'm dead.
They're already gone. Yeah. I'm sitting there talking to myself.
Yeah. So as you're running to the, because it's still several hundred feet, you know, you're running for a few minutes here. Basically what you see is a little hamlet. There appears, so as you're coming in from the west, down to the south end of town is kind of a church, like down in the southeast corner. Yeah.
Oh.
That looks kind of like a temple of some sort. There's a big keep in the middle of town with a wall and whatnot. And there's just a bunch of, you know, little shops and inns and, you know, homes and things like that.
Looks like the temple's closest.
See if I can come up with a cunning plan.
Excellent.
Aha. I will start beelining it towards the temple.
Yeah, I'll probably come up with a cunning plan. All right.
What's your cunning plan check?
I'm just doing an intelligence check. Okay. 19 seems legit.
Okay.
What's your cunning plan?
I don't know. I have to ask Bill some questions first.
Okay.
You said there was a temple towards the edge of town?
Yeah.
Is it on fire?
No.
Okay. Are there any of the robed culty guys around it?
No.
Okay. Then my cunning plan is going to be, as we run across groups of people, get them down towards the temple. We need them safe while the invaders are still in town.
Okay.
Okay.
You're the boss.
Get on that lawn!
Your age!
Get on that lawn!
As you... Let me see that. So as you make it to this first cross street, you're kind of at this intersection, a family comes running from this direction, heading out, and you see a father kind of shepherding three little kids, and there is a woman, presumably the mother, with a broken spear and half a shield, trying to fend off 8 kobolds.
I go to help.
To the rescue.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we roll some initiative?
I take 5 first.
I'll be there.
What am I doing?
I'm just really winning right
your
now.
Your initiative modifier, if you don't have any feats
really
or anything,
pace yourself right there.
Okay.
Sprinted all the way out here.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Need to catch
my
breath.
My initiative is -1 because I'm old.
That's true.
Yeah.
I rush in to help after I take 5.
What'd you get on your initiative?
I rolled a 1, so I have 4.
Nice.
Wow. I rolled a 4, so I have 3.
I'm before the old guy!
So we're sitting there having a conversation while this is happening.
No, I'm just going, yeah.
Right, I'm back.
Well,
I don't want to butterscotch.
See if it's been 20 minutes, it's polite to leave.
Yeah.
Save the people.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
Okay. All right. What do we got?
I got 8.
You are
Maurice.
Maurice.
A lot of M names. And by a lot of M names, I mean 2.
Veryl.
21.
Which is pretty good.
Real initiative.
Abner?
3!
Nice. Morgan?
18.
I'm bringing up the rear!
And Drakon was in 4.
The daring Drakon.
Yeah, it didn't fit on the thing.
Aim's not Slickback, it is a pimp named Slickback. Which will be my next character when Abner's dead.
Okay.
So in like 10 minutes?
At the end of this fight?
So, also, I think we talked about this a little bit. We're not going to, like, chart every fight. We'll do some just, you know,
okay. Theater of the mind. I'm assuming this is meh, whatever.
Yeah.
I had bad luck when I did that, only because the group refused to pay attention when I said things like, they appear to be 50 feet away. And they're like, all right, well, I move there, and then I attack them. No, because you move.
Sure.
Why did you tell me it was that far away?
Yeah.
And if any of you are listening, I hate you and your terrible math.
Okay. I don't think they mathed.
So
I think
are
they
you
just...
going to use this podcast exclusively to attack people?
Nick's a dick.
No. Well, you do that in
jeez. Don't call Ray Rice on us.
Whoa. We're not seeing each other in a socially
environment. Evan's blind. You can't see him.
Oh.
I have no elevators, but I have 2 flights of stairs.
No!
Are there stairs in your house? Please go stand by the stairs. I must protect you from the terrible secret of space.
Exactly. Alright, Veryl is actually first.
Yes. Well, if there is whatever
is... So you guys basically get to this intersection at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's within a move of each other and...
Well, I will go to the kobold nearest the mother.
Yeah.
Or most direct threat to the mother.
Yeah, he's like an inch taller than the rest.
Okay.
He's got a little spear.
So I roll to attack him. Mm-hmm. All right.
D20.
Yep. What am I adding?
Dependent, you're using short swords, right?
Or yes, just the one short sword.
Yeah, so +6.
Okay. 7!
7's not good enough. He parries you off. With his sling.
Well, I rolled a 1.
A 1 is always a miss.
Yeah, 1's always a miss.
Okay.
Yeah, good talk.
Alright.
Do you have any bonus actions that you would like to try and take?
Do I get those?
Yeah, you could attack with your second sword as a bonus action.
Okay.
Welcome to Rogue.
I will attack with my second sword.
Well, dual wielding.
Welcome to anyone who picks up a second weapon.
20. Oh, sorry, 19.
19?
He's not high enough level for it, never mind.
But you don't get to add your... bonus.
No, this is my offhand.
So it's going to be the straight up.
19 totally hits. Give me some damage.
1d6 piercing. So 2.
Okay. You put a little cut in his arm, but meh.
Little paper cut.
Alright.
It stings a bit.
Morgan?
Okay, how far away are they?
They're within a move.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stand back anyway. Cause sacred flame. I point at the one that he just nicked.
Yeah.
He marked it.
The might of Yandala upon you! Sacred flame. Flame-like radiance descends upon the creature I can see within range. He has to make a dex saving throw.
How do you like 11?
I like it very much because it means he takes damage.
Excellent.
He takes 1 damage.
Are we not going to roll
yes, spellcasters!
You know, this is reminding me of Star Wars. All right.
Yeah.
At least we always have +2.
So, basically, at this point...
we've annoyed a kobold.
You have annoyed a kobold.
Yes.
One kobold is sort of bloody-ish. Excuse me. Six of them charge you three.
Okay.
And two of them go after Ma.
So what, three?
Those three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So Brandon, Ross, and Georgie.
Yeah.
Slash Maurice, Beryl, and the daring Dracon.
Oh, snap. I got to roll initiative for my Raven.
Excuse me.
You don't keep it in the
That's when you roll a 20. Forever.
Nope.
That's when you roll
You're
a 20.
You're going to lose a minion.
That's all right. The way the new Find Familiar spell works is when he dies, I just cast it again, and he comes back. I can suicide bomb my Raven in a lot.
So you're going to do that all the time, aren't you?
Yes.
Your Raven's going to hate you.
He loves me. I feed him grubs and send him to his screaming death.
Yes.
He gets a better initiative than I do.
Well, he's
going on 10.
Okay. Raven.
Bertram.
Did on your initiative.
Bertram.
Bertram and Buckner.
I refuse to learn your bird bomb's name.
Baby.
Your familiar acts independently of you, but it always obeys your commands. In combat, it rolls its own initiative and attacks on its own turn.
Okay.
Excuse me, acts on its own turn. A familiar can't attack, but it can take other actions as well. So I can't send it into claw anybody's eyes out, but once I get explosives, I can tie them to the Raven and send them off to blow things up.
And when do you expect that will be?
Like level 9 or so.
Thanks, Obama.
Nice. Right. So the first ones come after the paladin, and they're surprisingly organized for kobolds. They're coming at you from either side. And
interesting.
So. A tower.
Ugly things.
The first one hits AC 20.
Hits.
Which I feel pretty good about. The second one hits AC 19.
It hits.
So that is some damage.
Not smart.
That is 9 bludgeoning damage.
Oof. Oof.
Ross?
Yes?
That's a crit.
Great.
And
how are we handling crits?
We should talk about that. I think the crit rules in the books are dumb. Mm. So I would like to do crits are max damage plus weapon die.
Okay, so the way they ran it at PAX.
How do we feel about that?
Dude, who else is going to make a new character?
Yeah, I think I'm about to die about 3 seconds.
How many hit points do you have?
10.
You'll be fine.
You don't die at 0 hit points.
Oh, it was like
you have to get to negative constitution score, I believe, before you're dead.
Okay.
You also have some death saves you get to make. Those are really exciting.
You do take 7 damage.
Okay. Oh, you're fine.
All right.
We have a cleric.
I did.
The first one actually misses Nick, because I can't imagine single digit ticket.
No. Not even a little bit. Shield. Womp.
Second one does hit.
Are you sure?
22?
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do for me.
For 4 damage.
Wow.
These kobolds are,
Kobolds are serious.
These kobolds are way better than us. We should have them as the adventurers.
Have them.
You guys looking for a job?
And then, one of them hits the mother pretty solid.
Oh no, mommy!
I don't think she's your mother.
I was speaking for one of the children.
Oh no, mommy!
So instant death is only you have to have be your hit point maximum.
Right.
Negatives.
Right.
Alright, so I've still got 13 to go.
Okay.
Dead.
Well, no, it works a little differently than that, because you don't track your negative hit points.
Mm.
It's when you go to 0, if any hit you take would put you at negative hit points, then you die.
Okay.
Otherwise, every time you take damage while you're at 0, you just get a death failure, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, there are pizza rolls on the counter.
Yep.
I don't know if you knew that.
Mom tries to stab one of them with her staff quite successfully. And she straight kills one.
Oh.
We should hire her, too.
So she looks at you guys like, WTF.
I just ran down that fucking mountain.
Jeez.
The gentle slope.
Pardon us for trying.
What would your Raven like to do?
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Right?
It's good.
He's gonna take off from my shoulder and just survey the field right now. Otherwise, I'd send him to do a point of damage. We can't attack. No.
Have them poop in their eye.
I'm going to blind them.
You practice. In my eye!
Practice. Porkins!
Then go eat some.
That's what I'm doing. Just trying to fill some of the dead air while Bill gets himself food.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I could eat this celery really close to the microphone.
Oh, boy. That's the bones crunching.
I'm a kobold now.
Yes. Might as well be.
Because they're competent.
Yes.
Once I get rich, you're moving into my house and just making this dip all the time.
So you're going to hire me as a dip maker?
Yeah. Live-in dip maker.
Live-in chef.
But you're only going to live, like, a month.
Yeah, I know. Right? It will kill me immediately.
So much cheese in there.
So good.
Homer, did you stay up all night eating cheese? All right. I think I'm blind.
Next on the hit parade.
Speaking of hits, yeah.
Is Maurice.
Yes, I attack.
I hear you're a space cowboy.
I am a space cowboy.
That's right.
And a gangster of love.
Well, gang something.
Hey!
All right, I gang something. Let's see here. 22?
Oh, yeah.
All right. 20 plus 3.
2.
5 points of damage.
You cut his head off.
Nice.
What are you armed with?
Longsword.
Yep.
Yeah.
You cut his head off. What are you armed with? A hammer. You still cut his head off.
That's right.
That's awesome. You golf swing.
And I will move into position to attack the other guy that's on.
Why didn't I grab any pizza rolls?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can I position myself between the kobold that's on me and the kobold that's on him? Umbera?
Sure.
So I'm within 5 of both of them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Back to back, princess.
Whoa. Ass to ass.
What's up?
I came out wrong.
The daring dragon.
Never do I. How was it supposed to come?
All right. With well, flourish of
you
my
see,
pick,
when
I draw my
women love each other very yeah. much.
And I say, never fear, citizens, and I attack the nearest kobold.
Okay. I really want this to fail.
Me too.
And you attack the nearest citizen. This happens to be
so
a kobold.
So that is
town.
A 15?
Yeah.
So D8, which one is that? Do I add my dex to my damage too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I add 2, so that's going to be a plus 5. That is 8 damage.
That wait, totally killed
me. Why are you adding 2 to your damage roll?
Duelist. I don't have another thing in my other mm-hmm. hand.
So, that don't you add your dex to your damage?
No. She just, for melee weapons, you always add your attack stat to your damage. Is that right?
Yep.
Am I getting that right?
Oh, well then, I didn't do just 2. Oh, you mean this stat here?
With your offhand weapon.
Yes, but with your offhand weapon, you don't get to do that.
I see. Never mind. Okay.
And then her character has the duelist feat, which says if her other hand is free, she just does more damage because she's all flourishy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had a flourish of my cape.
Mm-hmm. Abner.
The family and the mother.
Yeah.
Where are they in relation to what's going on with the kobolds?
So, they're definitely at the edge of the fight. Mm-hmm. Most of the kobolds turned around to come get you guys.
Sure.
4 of those guys are still alive, and she killed one of the 2 that kept after her.
Okay, cool. I'm going to cast Fog Cloud. It's got like 120-foot range, so it sounds like I can get to the family.
Right.
I'm going to cast it as covering basically where the family is hiding, and I want it to, like, the edge of it to envelop her. So she can attack out of the cloud just fine. Anything attacking in is going to be a disadvantage.
Okay.
And I'll shout, keep your family in the cloud!
Okay.
We're here to keep you safe!
I'm just assuming you're gassy.
Hopefully nobody hacks the cloud.
Right. They're hacking the cloud! They'll get your nudies!
And we are back to the top for Viral.
I'm Viral now. Okay.
Varl, sorry.
That's okay. I'll take Viral. All right, so I will once again try to... So did he cut the head off the one I injured?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'll go for the other one.
Yep.
Oh, for crying out loud. 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is my main hand this time, so... So 7 plus attack bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So 13.
You cut his legs off.
Nice.
That's barbaric.
He's,
the attack bonus is already added in there. That's what the 4 is. Dex.
Oh.
I think you added the 4 twice.
No, I did attack bonus is plus 6, and I get plus 4 for my main hand.
It's plus 4 damage. This is his plus 6 to attack.
Oh, sorry, plus 6 to... Oh, okay. Then, yeah, sorry. That's 7 damage. Sorry, I'm...
You do still not.
I will get this down at some point.
But you only cut one leg off.
Oh, wow, okay.
Amateur.
All right.
I see you just Morgan. Need to warm up, my friend.
Do I get to use my other offhand thing?
Okay.
Okay. Then I will hit him again.
He's dead.
Oh, he's dead? Oh,
so both of them that were next to you are dead.
Okay.
So there's one over by the mom, and 2 still on him.
Well, mom seems to be able to take care of herself, so I'll go after one of the ones going after him.
Halfling discrimination.
I'm racist.
Yeah. You assume the halfling can't take care of herself?
So, 12.
Well, you're looking him in the eye. That probably throws you off.
12? Okay. So then, 2 damage.
Okay.
So I nick him again.
That does not kill.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I think there are 3 left, if I'm counting correctly. So, the one is going to try and stab moms in the cloud. That goes really poorly for him.
What was his low score? Just out of curiosity.
9.
Yeah, it would have still hit me! Okay, continue.
And then the last 2, one wounded on Nick. One rolls a 1, the other one rolls an 18. So
18 is the number.
22 is the number. Oh, 18 is your AC, yes.
Yeah.
He does 3 damage to you.
Ow. This is getting really inconvenient.
These kobolds are
You should probably ask Yolanda to let you stop getting hurt.
Well, maybe you should do something, boss.
I'm saving the kids!
You made it foggy.
The Raven's turn.
He doesn't have any attacks, so okay. Also, I did not get a turn.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, my Raven.
Oh, that's right, you gotta
You gotta turn the first round.
Yeah, I thought the Raven was on like 10 or something. Am I crazy?
Oh, I put the Raven in wrong. Raven went before you last time, too.
Okay.
Doesn't actually matter. You guys just...
Yeah, the Raven doesn't really do anything, yeah. So...
So, you're next.
So, at least Evan gets to waste more of our lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to start...
He's really good at
poems.
It.
Oh, yeah, you told him he was next, so he got up and left the table.
Yeah. Right.
That was good.
Right, and I'm already back to listen to your shit-talking. Like, clearly I've wasted so much of your time.
It is what you do, and how you do it.
There is a wounded and not wounded kobold in front of you.
As far as I could tell, I was just looking. There doesn't seem to be any prohibition on casting in melee.
No.
If it is an attack spell, you attack at disadvantage.
Well, I don't make an attack roll. So, Sacred Flame on the wounded one.
Okay.
I don't think it provokes an attack of opportunity.
Dexterity, you say?
Yes.
Fun fact, that is the only positive stat for a kobold. 18.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay.
There's some fire, but it's not that impressive.
Sure. You're just doing, like, you know, fire-breathing trick or something.
The Daring Drakon.
Called out fire from heaven, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I will go after the one with the lady.
Okay.
She's a lady.
You know, my cape blowing in the breeze.
Sure,
that
yeah.
You get a bonus to panache.
So that is a
19? Panache
is my favorite flavor of ice cream. That'll totally hit.
Survey says.
That is, let's see, 10 damage?
That's a lot of damage, yeah.
No, not 10, 9.
That's still sufficient damage.
That's still decent.
Yeah. From inside the cloud, you hear a faint,
thank you.
I am as awesome as I think I am.
Yay!
Abner?
Any kobolds left?
2.
Magic missile.
One of them has been wounded, the other has not.
I'll point at the wounded one.
Yeah.
And shriek fireball and cast a fireball because I haven't learned fireball yet.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't know the difference.
You say fireball and then just throw a cinnamon candy at it.
Yeah.
What are your candies?
Oh, I told you it happened. 20! He explodes in flames.
So 10 plus...
We all take collateral shrapnel.
7. Damage. 17 damage.
You immolate that kobold so hard, it burns the one to him next to the ground. Next to him to the ground as well.
Wow.
Is that better?
Yes.
Man, props you.
Fireballs, wow.
I pose.
Yeah. The bird lands on your wrist.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, there's a brief respite right here. Like, there's things going on all over town, but this intersection is calm for a second. The woman introduces herself as Lillian Swift. And her husband is Cuff, she says. She's, thank you so much for saving us. We were trying to get to the keep, which I think is the only place that will be safe in town. Would you take us there? And as you start to open your mouth, you see a bunch of cultists headed for your temple.
Yeah, that seems like a good plan of attack. That's where we were heading anyway.
Right.
Defend the temple.
Wait, I thought you said we were going to the church.
Yeah, you must have misheard.
Maybe you could stoop down a little lower so it'll be easier.
So...
I was about to say, wait a second. Is that an innuendo?
Are we going to leave the temple defenseless?
Our first priority is getting these poor people safely somewhere, and then we can start getting these cultists out. Bricks and stones aren't as important as human lives. I said that somewhere.
Very well.
I think you said it in greenest.
Yes! Yeah, he's right! This guy's always calling the halfling male. Like, it doesn't matter how many times you've grabbed him. Like,
that's fine.
Morgan's a girl. Like, nope. The young man over there with the furry feet, he's going to help us out.
So, from the intersection I described, how do you want to try and get to the keep?
So where is the keep?
Oh, I ripped
the
scale off.
This is the keep,
that's
right?
That's a problem.
This is the keep,
yeah, the
right?
Keep is the big building in the middle.
And we are right there?
Yeah, we're at the first intersection.
How many of these buildings around here are on fire?
A smattering. It turns out that most of these buildings are made out of, like, mud.
Sure.
Right? And don't actually burn super well.
Well, I mean, it's probably like
villagers in their mud huts.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The village is completely smoldering.
All right. Well, I would say we keep heading down this main street.
There's only one way up into the keep.
Most of the buildings are mud.
We just want to get, like, to here and come up this side of the hill, like, from the north. Probably don't want to walk around the back of the keep, because there is no doors there. That's what keeps are for.
Keeping?
Right!
Are you charging through town? Are you going to try and move cautiously?
I think we probably want to... As we're walking, we should probably get other people to come with us. We don't want to be moving too fast. Gather attention. Let people know that we're taking them to safety. Bertram, spread the word.
The bird can only talk to me, so it's just out there calling.
Don't fly too high or you'll get eaten.
Yes, dragon's still a dragon.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, the dragon seems to be mostly just circling the keep.
I don't think the dragon would really care about this little, like, crop.
Oh, wait, the dragon is circling the keep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, super high. Like, not doing anything. Just kind of... Yeah.
Like a few miles off.
Yeah.
A few miles.
Yeah.
Is there a roof on this keep? Perhaps a dome?
There are some roofed towers.
Okay. Good enough.
Young lady, is the dragon attacked yet?
Oh, no. Dragon?
Dragon!
She was occupied, turns out.
Occupado.
So what is she doing in the bathroom?
shitting her pants.
Has this been long enough to count as a short rest?
No. Can't you shit your pants
30 minutes for a short rest.
I would love to spend my hit die.
Does anybody have any healing spells, please?
I do. How bad are you?
I'm down to 3 from 10.
I can heal myself in a fight.
Talk to me when you're bleeding out.
Wee wee, mon capitaine.
I love this.
Morgan, can you keep an eye on Mr. Rainflyer? He's seen better days.
Yeah, so have I, by the way. Thank you for your concern.
Yolanda's looking out for you. You gotta ask Yolanda.
Are we moving while we...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're just, you know...
Just standing there.
Stop sitting there.
I'm taking my teeth out and I'm polishing them.
Right. Just standing, waiting to get killed.
Yeah. How is the woman doing? And the kids?
They're all fine.
They're all fine?
She's a little bloody, but she's...
She could become a widow at any moment, so...
Is she beautiful?
She's beautiful-ish.
Oh, no.
Like, she
it's
doesn't
a very
live,
handsome woman.
You know.
There's a difference between love and lust.
That's not what I'm wondering.
She
I'm
has
wondering
very,
if,
very few thick black hairs on her face.
I'm wondering if I should expend my really resources to preserve her beauty.
You don't think
if
you
we
could
didn't
really
know that
help.
He wasn't a necromancer, that would be an ultra creepy question.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to use a lay on hands on this random commoner, that's fine with me.
No, okay, I see what you're saying. This random commoner is a commoner, nothing more. Very well, carry on. I will tend to my needs.
That's
not in the middle of town, Maurice!
That was
what have I told
that
you?
That was in my contract.
I touched myself.
Okay.
Vigorously? Oh, wait. Circling dragons!
On my face.
You don't want anybody else.
So you guys make it to the next block. And as you get there, in this building, you see, like, you're not sure there's anybody inside, but there's a couple of, like, there's a dude in a nice robe and a couple guys in not so nice robes.
A dude in a nice robe?
The same color robes as all the people menacing the villagers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get a knowledge or religion check on those guys?
Yeah, sure.
I'm trained in religion.
I'm not.
Yeah, awesome.
How about what's knowledge and history?
Got me a 7.
Hey-o!
Yep, yeah.
That's a guy in a rope.
Okay.
Can I do a knowledge history on it, or...?
May I try?
You can not history, you can religion, sure.
14.
I don't know.
Okay.
It is time for you to learn how it's done. No, it isn't. That's a 12.
Yes, 14.
I only roll well in fights.
Shall I try to? Just
no,
help?
No, it's fine. You guys actually both know that these are the robes of the Cult of the Dragon.
Right. They're real sons of bitches.
Yeah. So they're preoccupied trying to burn this building down. Like, you could maybe go past them. You could murder them senselessly.
Where's your restroom?
I can see.
Right, right next to
they're members of the Cult of the Dragon.
Well, we should come back and take care of them after we get these people to safety. They've got torches?
Yeah.
How many? And is the building actually burning?
No. No.
Not yet.
They're trying to light a mud and thatch hut on fire. Okay. Like, there are more futile things?
Yeah. You know, yeah, I take a look at this important-looking guy in robes and his two cronies, and you're like, they're a Cult of the Dragon. I'm like, they're trying to burn a mud hut to the ground. I don't think we're in trouble. Let's go.
Well, I could try using magic.
But not to heal the elf. Just so we're clear. You don't want to waste magic on that.
So are we just...
Let's go. No, I'm still walking as we're going.
Okay.
Let's get these people to safety.
I'm just weeping green blood as we're going along because this guy's...
Elf, not Vulcan.
I got pointy ears.
Is it acidic blood?
Yes.
Oh, if in only. That case, keep him bleeding. Wait, come to our elf.
Whatever blood elf has. Anyway. Not a blood elf.
Not a blood elf?
No.
This isn't an Azeroth?
No. Well, I don't know. Azeroth.
This ain't your mother's Azeroth.
Whoa.
I would have rolled a 3. I'm just assuming I always have disadvantage.
Okay.
How about everybody make me a stealth check?
Yeah!
That I can do.
Speaking of disadvantage, stealthy idiot.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I have disadvantage on stealth.
Yep.
I roll 11.
Are we
wow,
killing
dude.
Stealth check.
With my roll of 19, I get a total of 18 on that stealth check.
Nice.
Yeah.
20.
Where's...
25.
I'm 11.
Still.
I have disadvantage on stealth.
14.
Okay. You guys managed to
be
section.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a lot of dexy people.
That's
year.
True.
And me, who got the highest roll of the group?
That time.
Well, I got
you have a curious understanding of mathematics.
I'm a wizard.
A pinball wizard.
Nice.
There has to be a twist.
So, on your way, you come across a few other groups of villagers, like, hiding in their homes and things, and you manage to cook them out. You've actually got, you know, 12 or 13 people by the time you get to the keep. And you guys are literally the last people to run into the keep as the gate slams shut.
And then the dragon comes down and eats us.
Yeah.
From his keep shaped bowl.
Yeah, just made us to form our own stone oven.
Yep.
Dragon Smurf!
At least it's lightning and that doesn't, like, you know, light the keep on fire.
Yeah, so. Right.
And it's made of mud.
As you are, walking or running up to the keep, you see a guy pacing up on the parapet. And he is in rough shape. He's got a bandage on his head, his arm is in a sling, and his nice light blue tunic is just stained with blood.
Okay, so it's a recent thing.
Yeah. Turns out his village is under attack, you know.
Well, I don't know, maybe, you know, he, you know, fell down a well or something, you know, a few days ago.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Maybe that guy needs some healing.
Yes, let's go attend to him.
Look, this is a triage situation. I have a limited amount of healing to dispense.
God, show the tears.
You're making the elf cry! Is that what you want? A crying elf?
I want a poor urchin, sir.
That was uncalled for. There's plenty of happy elves. None of them are here.
They're all
what
about
me?
They're on the North Pole, yo.
Yeah.
I forgot you were here!
Who are you?
Nice to meet you.
Very least, we'll go and make introductions to the Lord.
So yeah, he, when he sees what is obviously a group of well-armed and armored adventurers coming into his keep, he hustles his ass down the stairs and meets you shortly inside the gate. And introduces himself as Governor Nighthill.
Dramatic name.
His name is Tarbon Nighthill. He's older, he's human.
He can still hustle, so he doesn't need healing that bad.
Well,
that's right.
So. Hustle is a relative term. Like, he probably hustled faster this morning.
Yes, nice.
That is a relative term.
Yes.
And along with him is a dwarf with very bright, just a shock of bright red hair. And Governor runs up and says, I'm so relieved to see you. I don't know what's brought you here, but this is truly a gift from the gods.
Yes, Suni has brought me here to you.
Yandala.
Bless all of us.
Yes.
Almost she only cares about halflings, so this is kind of weird, but I'll take it.
Well, there's a very nice halfling family in the village.
Oh, okay.
What'd you do to make that dragon angry?
I have no idea.
It's usually the way it goes. They're finicky, those dragons.
These cultists showed up a couple hours ago, and they've just been carting everything of value out of the town. They're not hurting many people, they're just taking everyone's goods and valuables.
And the kobolds?
With the cultists.
Okay.
It'd be really bad if they were unrelated problems.
It would, yeah, just really suck. Yeah. And the dragons are different problems.
It doesn't strike twice, but cultists and kobolds.
This is my Castellan Escobar, the Red. And will you help us? And well, Liliana pops up before you can say anything and says, they've saved all of us, all of these people. And they're heroes already. And then she gathers them all up and runs off to get, like, bandages and shit.
I will stand.
I keep thinking of Grandpa Simpson in a robe.
A little bit. Yeah.
Seriously.
Simpson
Dad! It's a cat. Oh. Dad! That's your bird. Oh.
You already yelled at a cloud, so.
Sure.
And then something in the cloud killed a kobold. What? Did you forget Fireball?
I did.
Boom.
That was pretty awesome.
Headshot.
It's true. Please, we are reasonably well defended for the moment. Please take a minute, collect yourselves. Escobar and I are trying to form a plan, and I will come to you when I have need.
Sure, sure. We should probably get some bandages for Mr. Grand Flyer over here. Since Yolanda only heals halflings.
I will just start entertaining the people.
That's fine.
Ooh. Tumbling and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Shaking my tambourine.
Yeah,
right. Tambourine.
Ooh, see if you tambourine. Can get a bonus to morale for doing that.
Sorry, I'm not a bard.
Yeah, so you guys can have a short rest at this point.
Tell some awesome stories about me.
I'm going to go ahead and use my once per day guinea heal and get me a spell slot back.
Yeah.
I am going to use my once per day hit die.
Gee, what happened to you guys?
So
I'm
you have
fine.
A number of hit dice equal to your level that when you're resting, you can roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you have a D8, right?
Yeah, somewhere in it.
So. Say.
Well, that is your hit die, is it not?
Yeah.
My hit die?
What you roll for hit points. Every class has a hit die associated with it.
Yeah, I start out with...
You did terribly.
8 to begin with.
I'm coming great.
You know what the problem is? Not a halfling.
Where's my D8?
That was on a D20. I could have re-rolled it.
So goddamn good. Once? Right. No thanks. Not on my D20s. There you go.
So take that 7. And add your constitution.
That's exactly what I needed. 7.
There you go.
Ta-da. Because I can only have 10 max.
I think your halfling god is smiling on him.
Okay. And you can do that every short rest?
No, you only have as many equal to your level.
Well, you may spend hit dice every short rest.
No, up to your level and hit dice. And then after a long rest, you get all your hit dice back. Half. So right now, half? Long rest?
Yeah.
So it takes two long rests to get all your hit dice back?
Yep. If you don't spend any the second day.
Legit.
Good thing it just takes 4 hours for me.
Man.
And but you don't get to take just two in a row.
Later. Right.
Oh,
just
because
they take 8 hours doesn't mean you get two.
Yeah, I take like a couple hour break.
Yeah.
I trance.
How you doing?
Trance? No, you're like, you know.
EDM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's my glow sticks? Wizard!
Prestidigitation, glow sticks.
Bring my glow sticks.
Hey. Yolanda, beatbox for me!
I have thaumaturgy, I can do that.
Sweet.
Thaumaturgy?
So thaumaturgy is super cool. Prestidigitation does like, I will clean your clothes or I will put out that fire, things like that. Thaumaturgy is like, I create a small localized earthquake and my voice booms with the power of the gods.
Thaumaturgy is pretty cool.
Like, thaumaturgy is to shut up the peasantry. It's great. Yep. I kind of want thaumaturgy.
I fucking hate this book.
Is that why you're going to multi-class?
Yes.
Multi-class into Tremere.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out of somebody else's house.
I'll allow it.
Aha! I win!
No, I'm allowing him to kick you out.
No!
Specific.
No!
Sorry.
You bet you're sorry.
I was missing a page.
Oh, no.
Unexpectedly.
He's missing a page?
No. I printed off all this shit and pulled stuff out that I thought I was going to need, and I'm missing a stat block I want to look at right at the moment.
I'm going to eat this stuff till I die.
Okay.
Oh, which probably is going to be in the next 15 or 20 minutes.
I'll call a cab.
Also, I apologize ahead of time for the car ride back to your place.
I was about to say.
Yeah, it's
I'll call a cab.
Really special.
I cast Cloud.
I will. Cloud kill, in fact.
Is that really what we're doing?
Making fart jokes?
Yes.
Ah, there we go. Found what I needed.
Whew.
Okay. She's a woman. I mean, who cares?
It's true. Well, certainly not the NFL.
You're the husband, so you get to decide.
Only good for keeping yourself occupied in an elevator.
Well, since there's no music playing in here, I guess I'll just...
Sweet chin music.
Do a little beatbox.
Sweet chin music.
Russian music.
Yeah. Beatbox is also good. Yeah.
Beatbox? Is that what an elevator is now?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, politically incorrect.
I don't know these people.
That's not true.
It's absolutely not true.
It's really true.
Mm. I have many hours of evidence to the contrary.
Yep.
Mostly on recordings. You're kind of like Nixon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, 20 minutes are missing. Why? That was 18 minutes.
Yeah, your Nixon joke is highly out of... like, it's inaccurate.
Sorry, 20 minutes to 18. I apologize.
Yeah, I am personally offended.
I can tell. Big Nixon fan here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How dare I disparage good old Dick, right?
Picks you got a bad rap.
No, Vanilla Ice was a bad rap.
What? Didn't you see his incredible movie, Cool as Ice?
Of course I did. What kid didn't in the night? Oh, that's right.
After Ninja Rap.
Oh, yeah. Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, I think the one for the first movie was Spin That Wheel.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. But that wasn't Vanilla Ice, it was some other
band.
This was our Vanilla Ice intermission.
Yes.
Yeah, when you leave, we have to talk about 90s rappers. So.
Oh, okay. I should just leave all the time.
No, get negative.
Yeah, just leave Nick completely in the wilderness.
This like, will become the MC Hammer podcast.
Well, we're broke?
I obviously need to call it Hammer Time.
Right.
Where are all of our hammer pants?
I'm wearing mine.
No, you are.
Yeah,
I'm ruining the illusion.
Prestidigitation.
We've secretly replaced Nick's hammer pants with a banana hammock. Let's see if anybody doesn't get offended.
Not sure if I'm mad or aroused.
Wow, that's
a tough place to be. You know, one into the other.
You know, there's a difference between love and lust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are catching your breath inside the keep for a minute when the door busts open and behind the guy you see a bolt of lightning hit the ground.
Dope.
And he screams, "The dragon!" and runs away.
That's a problem right there.
Thanks, Grandpa!
Boss, I think the dragon's dragoning?
Yeah!
Draconicking?
The key to fighting dragons is to go for the eyes!
They're all the way up there.
Use that fire thing from Yolanda.
We might need something bigger.
I'll get you
Use
a ladder.
Use two!
I'll get you a ladder!
What do you do?
Oh, I am sallying forth.
The dragon has landed and is coming at us, or is it the sky?
No. Oh. Like, so, a door opened.
Yes.
You saw a guy screaming.
Yes.
And a bolt of lightning hit the ground behind him.
Yeah. Right. I peek my head out.
Okay. So the dragon is, as you peek your head out, flying back just out of range of the archers on the walls and circling much lower than before.
Well, this is problematic.
This is slightly problematic.
Let's see.
That's what I just said.
I'm agreeing. Only I said it better.
That's debatable.
Well, you said it raspier, certainly.
I've got more gravitas.
Anybody got a lightning rod?
So as you guys get out, the first thing that I need you all to do is make a wisdom save.
Oh, shit.
Is this against fear?
It is.
Okay, because I have advantage on all fear saves.
I don't make it. I am so fucking scared right now.
17 was the number.
18.
18.
Okay.
18 is well.
Three!
You guys are going to cower for two rounds.
I'm so scared!
I'm a legendary dragon.
I will protect you. All brave and not scared because that is my charge.
That is right.
It's a dragon!
I got to help the people, guys. Hold on.
Go back inside the dragon. Help the people who are deep inside.
Right. Weak, human, noble.
So he's flying between just barely 30 and 40 feet above the walls. And there's archers up there.
Well, I have no ranged attack, so.
So we're just going to go around the table and take turns that way.
Okay.
So, Brandon cowers.
Cower. I'm covering him because that is my charge, but as far as anything else goes, I don't have any ranged attacks or anything, so I...
You have a like, dagger you can throw or anything?
Well, I have two daggers, but...
Javelin. Here you go.
Okay, if he hands me a javelin, I'll give it a shot.
You gotta run up to the parapet, though.
Oh.
Like, so the walls are like 25 feet high.
Okay.
Right? And then the dragon is 30-ish feet above that.
Alright, well I can
right.
do 35 feet in a round or something.
Yeah, sure. So you can run up there and huck a javelin at this thing.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. So...
Strength, not dex based.
Ah, well that will make a difference.
For a javelin.
Okay.
You only get plus one.
Yep.
Unless you have proficiency. Yeah, you do. It's a normal, so plus three.
Okay.
To whatever you roll.
Fail.
Okay.
You somehow stab yourself in the eye.
Every time I attack, it's a one.
We got it.
We're standing right outside the keep.
Nerds. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do my 30-foot walk away from the keep. I'm going to shout up towards the dragon, "Will you parley?" Wave my staff, and I'll press the digitation some light on the end of it.
Sure.
To get its attention.
Okay. Let me get a turn of it.
Okay. Yeah. I do not have high hopes for this parlay.
How big is this dragon?
Large.
Large size.
Yeah. It's that big.
It is not actually.
No, it's not that big.
That is a gargantuan.
Yes.
Or that's huge.
No, that's gargantuan.
It's gargantuan.
Is it?
Yeah. I have young dragons and gargantuan dragons. I have no dragons in the middle.
I step outside, point up at the dragon, and blast it with fire.
Okay.
That's not a parlay!
Does it need to make a saving throw or something?
Yeah, it's just sacred flame. It's a deck save.
11.
Whoa.
Hmm. It feels like it's in the realm of.
It's 8 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
It snaps its head around and looks at you, and then looks at you and just.
Pick up someone much smaller than you.
Never mind. I'm gonna hobble back towards the keep now.
Okay.
We're gonna have a time.
I'm so scared.
No parlay.
You're cowering. What do you got, Ross?
I'll throw a dagger at him because I got nothing else at this point. All right. So, and I have my dex to this one, I believe, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Good. For fuck's sake. One, I fail. I just change throw it off in the wind again.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Man, this is Star Wars all over again.
The archer on the wall next to you watches you just drop your dagger off the side of the wall and pulls the dagger out of a scabbard and just holds it out to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
firstly, I've got a second one. Don't worry, I can screw this up a second. Do I get a offhand thing again? Or does that
no, because you're drawing and throwing.
Okay. All right. Or is that only me? Yeah. Okay.
Like, I assumed in your other fight you just had two swords in your hand, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Evan.
Is there like a knowledge check I can make to have an idea approximately how many hit points a dragon has? The reason I ask is I have a spell, sleep. You'll love it. Yeah. It only affects a certain number of hit points.
Let me just go ahead and tell you no right now.
Yeah, sure. Make me just a straight intelligence check.
Sure.
Unless you've got a skill on your sheet that you think makes a difference.
Did you just roll like...
I don't want another one. This thing is fucking loaded, I swear to God.
I'm going to say Arcana, History, Insight, and Religion are not appropriate to this situation.
No, I don't think so.
So I'm just going to make you an intelligence check.
Yep.
Knocked my old man over, and I got a 10. More than 40?
Because you've been traveling with her, and you've been talking about her grandfather slaying dragons for her.
No, me.
Yeah, she's
and her.
I was there for her grandfather.
Right.
Whoa.
So based on your false memories plus what she's told you, this is the kind of dragon that you could spend a week hacking through.
Sure.
Okay. Like. So what do you want to do? You also notice on your turn, thanks to your incredible passive investigation, if it is possible for a dragon who has just been shot in the ass with sacred flame to look disinterested with the entire situation, this dragon's pulling it off.
Okay. This is, like, this is beneath him?
Kind of.
Okay.
Literally.
I'm gonna spend my turn walking back to the keep demanding everybody stand down and stop attacking.
Okay.
You fools! It'll kill you all! Stop attacking it!
I got a pretty good hit in on it.
If you did that 100 times for the next 100 days, it might notice you.
Okay, it looked at me before. Like, that already happened.
Well, it's a dragon. It's so scary.
All you're going to do is make it mad.
This is how you slay a dragon. You spend a while cowering in fear and pissing yourself.
That's right.
And the urine invigorates
that's
you.
That's right.
So when it takes pity on you.
That's right.
Throw the urine on it and electrocute itself.
No, as I'm shouting that, I'm not walking back towards the keep. I'm walking further away from the keep, and then I'm going to start waving at the dragon for more parlay. I'm going to say it in Draconic, too.
Okay. Oh, do you have that?
I do.
Hmm.
I got two obscure languages for being a sage. I picked Draconic and Goblin.
Nice.
Mm.
As you do that, you see the dragon look at the one lightly singed scale and look at the halfling and look back at you.
Yeah.
So. And it's the halfling's turn.
Singe another scale.
So. Not attack the dragon.
That's what I'm saying!
Heal the dragon!
I could. I know. I will refrain from attacking the dragon.
Yep.
Reluctantly.
I will continue pissing myself. Yeah. Cry, suck my thumb a little.
The archers on the wall are just constantly shooting arrows at this thing, but they're not doing anything. Like... So... A little puff of blue electricity comes out of the dragon's mouth, and he swoops down toward you and the guys next to you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Thankfully, that's the one thing I have a large number in. Let's
kill
see.
Kill that guy instead of you.
Let's see. Do I roll a one for a fourth time in a row?
What about me?
No, I roll a 25.
That's really good.
Yes.
You can't attack. You can just.
Do you have any cool class features where you don't? Take damage on half damage attacks?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
Those are inbound.
So four archers around you are just electrified into a pile of dust.
Great.
Just like you.
four archers and an elf.
And you will take... I only have 2d10s. Oh, there's a third one.
Well, you can always help yourself. Right here. They're all neatly organized.
It's fine. You will take 7 damage.
Down to 3.
Oh yeah, you did heal yourself.
Yeah.
I did heal myself, yes.
Yep. And then the dragon flies back up a little bit. What do you got?
I attempt to get my composure back.
You have your composure. You're back.
I make sure I look my best. I'm taking care of myself this round.
Okay.
Clean yourself.
Yes.
Save 16.
I've got to look good.
Wash the piss off yourself.
Yes, I'm taking care of my needs.
If it is, it's half dead.
What do you got, Mr. Rogue?
For what now?
It's your turn.
Oh, I'm running away. I can't do anything.
That's a strong move.
I do I take my 35 speed and my 3 hit points back to wherever the cowering is best at this point.
So you can actually double move on your turn.
Yes.
Oh, can
you
I?
You can just go 70 and run into a building.
Yep, and you do.
And I'll get cover, yeah. And I'll pull him in with me if he's not already undercover.
So at this point I'm 30, 60, 90 feet.
Yeah, you're basically to the wall.
From the middle of the keep.
Well, no, because we were at the front of the keep. Sorry.
You're still inside the walls. You were in a building, like you
inside.
Were in the middle
okay.
of the
we took
keep.
A 30-minute rest.
Okay.
Right.
Is the front door closed? Locked?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Turns out there's a bunch of angry cultists outside trying to get
So I'm gonna start making my way up the
And in fact, as you get toward that door, you see it like bash in as though there's a battering ram on the other side.
Okay. I assume that there's like a ladder or stairwell up the exterior wall.
Bunch of stairs.
I'm heading up those. Staff still aglow.
Okay.
Shouting, stand down. We need to parlay with the dragon.
You're pretty sure this is ineffective at this point.
No, I'm gonna keep doing it until I get up to the top. I can't attack at this round anyway.
Okay.
Just killed like 4 people.
What's the range of magic missile?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have magic missile. Range on firebolt.
Wait. Stop.
Wait, what?
Magic missile is a first level spell.
I think you've made an invalid D&D
no.
character.
No. You need to check out wizard. So it turns out magic missile is a waste of time at first level because I'll get two of those.
Yeah.
Firebolt, on the other hand, does a whole goddamn D10 of damage, and I can do that every round from now until the sun goes out.
Okay.
Yeah, so. But you do need to hit with it.
Yes.
What's the range on firebolt?
120 feet.
He's totally within range for a fireball.
Very good. So as I'm walking up the stairs saying, no! We need to parlay with the dragon! Throw some fire at him.
Not too
I got an 18.
18?
Mm. Yep.
That totally hits.
What the hell?
Yeah, tell me about it.
And do one whole point of damage.
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
You just...
parlay! Die!
Well, that was before you killed a whole bunch of people!
You are still shouting parlay!
It takes me a minute to catch up!
I'm having aphasia! I meant attack!
Maurice? You're not Maurice.
No,
you're Morgan. I got my M's backwards.
Your M's backwards.
If it makes you feel better, I do this with people's real names, too. That's awesome. I'll be in a meeting. All right, hi, Bob. Ethan. Turn around. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
All right, Ethan.
Yeah.
How far away is the gate that's being bashed in?
It's, you know, 25, because you're still down on the ground, right?
Yes.
So you can get there next turn, but it's a sturdy gate. Like, this is an ineffective bashing.
All right.
But when you hit something with a big enough log, it's going to wiggle, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll start moving like, towards the gate.
Well, there are guards standing next to the gate,
well,
far more concerned with the dragon than they are... any gate-related situation.
All right. I'll start moving towards the gate. Is this dragon less than 60 feet up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I will Sacred Flame it.
Well, actually, no. Yeah, it's probably right at the edge of 60 feet.
Okay. Sacred Flame. Make a dex save.
I will attempt to make a dex save. I got a 15.
That is successful.
Okay. Dragon Slayer?
All right, I will take out my crossbow.
Girl.
Aha!
Seems solid.
It's 80 feet, so.
Yeah, seems fine.
And I will, you know, load it, all that jazz. And that is a 23.
That totally hits.
That is 6 damage.
Nice.
Mm. No, not 6. 5. For some reason I keep on thinking my dex is +4 when it's +3.
Because cheats.
Mm-hmm. I like cheating. It's fun.
Wait.
No, not with you, honey.
With other people.
No.
That's how cheating works. Yeah, she never tells him that she's married.
Let's
see. She's never told Nick that she's married.
Dragon continues to fly around.
I will go and see if the lords have a plan yet. Because they said they're going to go off and get a plan for us.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do here.
Yeah, they left like 29 minutes ago.
Yes, right?
Oh,
yeah,
right. Got the bath.
Yeah, you can just rest here a minute.
Okay. You continue to fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with him because I've got 3 hit points and I got to protect my...
If you ask me, I see my lay hands on you.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah,
somebody would heal me. That'd be nice.
Oh, it's only 5, though.
I'll take it.
All right, Evan. What is old man Abner up to?
God, I have this temptation to cast the message cantrip and just, like, whisper to the dragon, if you run away right now, it'll look super good for me. I'll pay you later. He's got a high intelligence. I don't think he thinks that'll work.
I have a question.
So that's not very heroic.
Do you want me to keep track of my bolts?
No.
Okay. So I will just always have 20 bolts.
Sure.
Infinite ammo! You are cheating. Wait a second.
Sure. I will say this, because I have always hated RPGs where you track minutia bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in, like, a 19-round fight, then maybe you're going to run out of shit at some point, and I will just capriciously decide to fuck you.
Okay.
So...
I can deal
so
with
what
that.
Are you doing?
I'll use Nick's notes.
I love Bill's capricious fucks. I just want to...
Whoa.
Oh, it's the best.
Right?
Just out of nowhere. But not into
all
nowhere,
over your face.
If you know what I mean.
It came from behind!
Having now seen Guardians of the Galaxy 4 times, you saying nowhere makes me want to stop doing this and go see it a 5th time.
Yeah,
I've only seen it once.
A giant celestial skull.
Let's go.
Yeah, a giant celestial skull in space.
Sorry, we're seeing Guardians of the Galaxy.
Fuck this nerd bullshit. Let's go watch a movie.
Let's go watch a superhero movie.
I keep coming
movie.
Across, like, Becca was like, I'll see that. I was like, where's your shoes? Let's go.
Yeah, why aren't we there right now? Yeah.
Who needs shoes? Anyway.
Is there... No, this thing's flying around. There's no way to, like, get behind cover from it or anything. Okay.
Inside a building.
Yeah.
Yeah, are there, like, tower rooms?
Sure. Yeah, we got cover.
Up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in one of the
so
towers.
So I'm going to fire another bolt at it, and I'm going to step into a room.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, if this hits me, I die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Survey says... Hey!
I got a 23 to
That'll hit all day long.
Yeah.
Damn!
10 points of damage. I hobo crit that dragon.
Nice.
Boom! Boom!
Kaboom.
This is what you get for not parlaying!
The dragon sort of sighs.
God damn. Yes. Less than 1% of my hit point total. You fucking plebeians.
Yeah. And flies away.
Yes! That's right! From inside the room that I've locked myself in, cowering.
Right.
You better run!
Right.
I softened him up for you.
Good job!
Or her. I didn't quite get a good look.
Hey, futilely threw things at it.
Yeah, big dragon dick just swinging.
Gouges in the earth. The towers.
That's right.
like a wrecking ball.
Oh no, Miley Cyrus!
Miley Cyrus
today. Oh god!
I'm clapping in the breeze.
What was it, that picture on iCloud?
It was!
He just hasn't released that one yet.
Yeah. Oh, Reddit.
That's his go nuclear option.
Right. All right. You guys all kind of regroup and,
I'm gonna, from the top of the tower, shout down at all the cultists trying to break in. We scared your dragon off! You're next! Just, like, fire random firebolts into the crowd.
Sure.
Not really aiming for anyone. Just, trying to disperse.
You set yourself on fire.
That's fine.
and I crowd surf. Yeah.
You kill a few cultists that way.
Great!
But, you know. You stand there for, like, 10 minutes just raining fireballs down.
Yeah.
So, kill one guy. Like, as an efficiency rating, it's really, you know.
Also, you destroyed 6 rocks.
Yeah.
Yes. We killed 4 of our own guys.
Yeah.
Well, what were they doing outside the walls?
Trying to get in.
Yeah. So were the cultists! I'm one of them. That's how the goblins got in the siege of Aught-7!
That's how we get ants!
So, what's his name? Shows back up. Governor Nightmare.
Fancy seeing you here at this time, after everything.
He was, like, running around directing archers and shit. It's not like he was doing nothing.
Aim at the dragon!
Right. We were. It just turns out it was a large adult dragon.
So, AC is higher than plebeians can hit.
Yeah. And when they do hit, it's really not a sufficient percentage.
-6 damage. They were healing him.
Yeah, right. not the salve arrows. So, Governor runs up and says, again, I am forever in your debt. This is twice tonight you have saved my town. He's being a little overdramatic. Like,
no, totally how it happened.
Seems accurate.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Well, and the other side of that is if you piss off the adventurers who ran the dragon off, they might get surly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, in fact, everybody but you recognizes that he's trying to sell now. Like,
at this point, adventurers are actually just...
Oh, no, I know a sell when I see it.
Nope, not this one. Turns out.
Because he's calling you a dragon slayer. You're like, yeah.
I am a dragon slayer.
Yeah, exactly. You watch that dragon run off before I can slay it.
Believing your own press.
It's noticed that I finished my ritual before.
Yeah, your ritual of urine. I'm going to get a sword in the claw.
I shall make water to douse thy flame.
I must impose upon you. For a very important mission.
Not at all.
If you look out, and he points out to the southeast, or southwest, the mill, okay. And you see that the mill, which is
number four.
Basically right here.
Yep. Number four.
Turns out the map is numbered. Although, annoyingly, the map only has four numbers on it. Only two of them are mentioned here.
Good, yeah!
I had to puzzle out with the other two.
Solid words.
Mystery numbers.
Solid. I was a little cranky.
No, that's three.
You hear that, Watsy? This is how we get ants.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Watsy, half the monsters in the book, half of them online, fuck you.
Wait, not all of the monsters for the adventure are in the book?
Nope.
So anything that would be a standard stat block in the monster manual, they did not include in the book.
Right.
But they don't have the monster manual coming out until the end of the month.
Right. And I get that, but when you make the specific supplement for this book,
put all the monsters.
Put these stat blocks in there.
If you're making the fucking downloadable document, put all the goddamn monsters in it.
Because now I have printouts and I have a book and I'm back and forth and it makes me angry. Anyway.
Wow. Right. Also, fuck them for releasing the back half of this adventure before the DMG. Because fuck anyone who wants to run something that's not this.
DMG is coming out first.
That's not the
case. It got switched.
Okay, good.
Or at least my distributors are telling me it got switched. The WotC site has not been updated, so I may have just told you proprietary information that's going to get... Oh, wait! I'm the boss! I can't be fired!
Is that insider trading?
I guess WotC can stop selling you things.
They can't, actually. I get it through my distributors, not through WotC.
Oh, there you go.
La, 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 la.
Well, I'm going to hedge my bets and say, fuck you, WotC, anyway.
Sure, and that's fair. Well, because not releasing all three of the books at once was goddamn stupid.
Or in the same fucking month.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they haven't actually finished making the Monster Manual yet.
No, Monster Manual was done by PAX because they had actual print copies of PAX.
Yeah.
DMG still has not gone to the print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Perkins tweeted something today to the effect of, if I remove all the letter U's from the thing, I shorten it by 11 pages.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Just saying.
Yeah. They could have just waited and done a full-scale release for Christmas.
And but then it would have been for the con.
Yeah, and then I would have bought a nice box set, like I did for 4th edition.
Right. Yeah, we can't have that.
Right.
Can't have you buying everything you need all at once.
No, they're going to have the box set later. When no one would want
doubt, yeah, like the leather-bound cover box set, which, oh god, I'm such sucker. I'm gonna buy. Yeah, like I'll have all of these, and then I'll have my leather-bound box set, too.
You fucking pay Fantasy Collective to beta test their games, so
yeah.
Your opinion on anything
is completely invalid. I'm a fan.
You should not be allowed to have money. And fortunately,
I own a game store. Yeah, I don't have it. It's gone.
What is this?
I was going to try and make that joke, but I knew that it.
No, it was right here. Yeah,
there. So Governor Nighthill says,
points to the mill.
It looks like the raiders are trying to burn the mill down. You must go save it, otherwise we will starve this winter.
Well, I'm in, but once we open those keep doors, they'll all flood in.
Escobar perks up and says in his gruff dwarven voice, and I don't do voices like some DMs that you've heard on these podcasts, but
he's talking about you.
Yeah. and says,
totally.
Right. I'm glad I give a shit.
I'm deeply impressed with his abilities, actually. I just don't have them.
Right.
And I don't try.
That's going to be my ringtone. You're deeply impressed by my abilities.
Yeah.
And then I'll call myself a jacket.
Mostly I mean the sweet, sweet love. Just like
I'll call myself and jacket.
Yeah. You know, if you want to work out some sort of pay per minute situation,
just jacket to a fuck.
1-900 wart.
That's right. Escobar perks right up and says, "You're right, we cannot open those gates. We would be doomed. Fortunately, we have a secret tunnel at the back that we use when we are under siege to bring water into the keep. You could take that out, and then you would be down by the river, where there is not a van."
I was about to say.
Not yet.
Yeah, give it time.
And number two is the outlet of the tunnel. And you'd be able to sneak out of the keep that way.
Okay, sounds good. Secret tunnel.
He pulls an enormous ring of keys off of his belt. Like, you're not sure there could be this many locking doors in the entire town, let alone this keep. And just starts like flipping through keys until he gets to two keys. And he says, this is the key for the door at our end of the tunnel. And this is the key for the lock on the gate. And he hands them to you. Cause you're the right eye.
Okay. I just grab it by the ring and let it mix in with all the others. I'm sure.
No, he took them off the ring.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to try every single one.
Right. Just hover my hand down near you expectantly. You're yeah. gonna lose them! You keep everything in that ridiculous man purse of yours! There's layers of sediment in there with bones! What? Entire civilizations have been lost!
First of all, it's a satchel. Second of all, why were you going through my bag?
To see if you had any candy.
Passive investigation.
Butterscotches.
I ran out of butterscotch.
I ran out of fireballs.
God, there's Werther's on the counter. Getting character.
Then I will pass out like my character probably is doing.
Right yeah, it's now. Fine.
He handed me the keys. I'll carry
them. It's nap time.
Don't mess this up. I'm trusting you.
Boy.
If watches existed, the governor is looking at his.
Right. I'm sure we'd be on our way.
In the sun.
Yeah.
We should probably be on our way, you know, to save the world and all of that.
Yeah, where's the entrance to the secret tunnel?
Escobar leads you there. The heartier of you, which I think is this side of the table, spends a couple of minutes, like, they haven't used this in a while. So, like, there's crates and just shit piled up against this door, right? So you spend a few minutes clearing it away. Yeah.
I watch everyone do that.
Okay.
I watch everyone do that.
Well, clearing this was on the list somewhere after Dragon Attack, so now we're here.
It only got there after the Dragon Attack, though.
Yeah, but it kind of seems like you've got a keep full of civilians. Maybe they
yeah.
clear the secret.
Well, civilians cower a lot. Like yeah. they're not hardy adventurers.
Yeah, yeah who cowers?
They
yeah.
tried to do the ritual yeah. for dragon slaying.
Yeah, right.
It failed.
Oh, so many poor dead babies.
Spartans. Oh.
So you get that lock open, okay? No problem. And this tunnel is pitch black and just full of. You know, spider webs.
Dark vision.
Nope.
Also, dark vision.
Dark vision. We are the guides.
Yeah. Who doesn't have dark vision?
Dim
light vision.
No.
One at the front, one at the back, and we'll lead them down
one
the tunnel.
Dark vision now, isn't there?
No, there's dim.
Is there?
Yeah.
So it's all dim to us.
Oh, don't worry. I've prepared a light spell. I pull a torch out of my backpack and I light it.
Do you say light when you do it, though? You have to say light
yes.
when you do it.
Light.
I might need one of those.
Great.
No, go. I'll hand it to you. That's yeah. great.
Great. You go in front.
Couldn't?
I got it.
Okay.
I got this.
God, you're so slow.
You used your fire spell to light it. You didn't need to get out the tinder box.
The tinder box is fun.
Okay.
I remember my roots. I remember where I came from.
Do you? Where is that?
Well, it was a beautiful village. I'm glad you've asked. It was by the sea. I'm going to tell a story.
Just
the worst.
Yeah, the tunnel is...
And it's going to be different from the last time.
Yeah, we carried onions in our pockets because that was the style.
That was the style of the time. I stab you with my ears.
Help me. They're all over me. I'm going to get syphilis.
No, it's herpes.
Harpies? Yeah, okay.
Herpes.
The elf herpes.
How the fuck am I supposed to do that, Watsy?
Are we just gonna name this campaign Fuck Watsy?
Well, it's weird, because the introduction to the next section, like the flavor text, is first fellatiate each of your players.
Okay.
Right? It's just assuming that they're all male, which I think is really inappropriate.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They made such great strides with the art, but apparently in the adventure direction...
Yeah, sir. Just assuming it's a sub.
But if anybody has a strap on, it's Georgie. So,
with her right now, this moment. Look, I came prepared for this deal.
In the
vibrates.
Shape of a dragon.
It vibrates, too.
Yeah. A wiggling dragon.
It's going to knock your teeth clean out.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, and it's also a violet wand, so it's got lightning bolts coming out of it.
Also has Miley Cyrus swinging.
Oh, God.
Nice.
That's the tickler appendage.
This is a weird ass place.
Weird ass place. That is a weird
not
ass.
Yet.
I was gonna go with Miley Rex your balls. Alright.
If only. I'm sorry.
So as you
is that Christian Bale Batman?
Swear to me.
Are we gonna wait for the
paladin?
What a
no, he's pretty lame.
Your character? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody need a drink or anything?
No. I like when we have time to kill, all the rips stop.
Yeah. Yeah, we only waste time when we're actually
we're pausing the movie, so...
At this point, every spell I know is prepared and fully half of them are rituals and just a waste of my time to have prepared, but I don't know what else to do with them.
Anything useful?
Well... alarm, detect magic. Arguably both of those are useful.
Yes.
Sleep is really, really useful when you're not fighting a dragon.
Right.
And you are going to love Featherfall.
Oh, I know. Yes, I Featherfall I'm actually familiar with.
So in this version, not only is it a reaction that I don't have to cast ahead of time, it affects up to 5 people.
Nice.
That's so party!
If the floor falls out from under us, I just be like, don't worry, I got this! And we'll all drift.
And we'll
shit
all
would
drift.
Get really awkward if it was 4 people.
Yeah. Well, not for you.
Like, I already made but if I fall by myself, I'm just toast.
Yeah, because we don't need a healer. I only make good choices, as you can see by my armor class. We'll sacrifice the healer and move on.
We have a secondary healer, the paladin.
That's true. Tank and healer all in one. You are useless.
Okay.
Wow.
So I claim that I'd never heal you, but you're going to get one shot at anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Claiming you're never going to heal somebody? Gosh. What a threat.
The NPC! We must heal it!
Exactly! Heal the dragon!
You sure you want to make it a runner that I never heal you? Because
no,
I can live with that.
No.
I don't know that you can.
Yeah.
So who's in front?
Me. Yeah, right, he's got the torch.
When you,
I have the torch. You're the torchbearer.
When you get to about 20 feet from the end of the tunnel, the tunnel straight.
I don't, I was wrong. Okay. I only have 4 memorized.
And because you have light, you can see that there is just a writhing mound of rats about 10 feet in front of you.
Fireball.
That's a lot of rats.
You could conjure cheese for
them. Or it's one big rat king.
Now you can tell the rat king from the normal rat swarms by the crowns they're all wearing. I'm going to cast sleep on the rat swarm.
Yeah, sure.
Suddenly the Nutcracker sleep starts playing.
Hopefully they're not elf rats.
Well, it just depends on how this... Oh, well done, yeah.
Hey-o.
Depends on how the system handles swarms. Like, if each of those rats has its own hit point total, I'll probably knock a few of them out. If that entire swarm has one hit point total, I don't know.
Maybe.
But it's an AoE spell. I feel good about that against swarms.
Roll some dice and I'll be capricious.
Sure. So, I put to sleep 10, 12... 15 hit points worth of rats.
About a third of the rats fall asleep.
Plump.
That should be easier for you all to take care of.
Fireball?
The rest of the rats come charging at you.
Yeah.
We should roll it.
You know, we might have just walked by.
Throw the torch at them.
Look at them, they're starving!
Oh, wait, what is it? Yeah.
This looks like a job for whipping.
Ooh, I like the Elvis now.
I'm going dead last.
What do I add again? Initiative. All right, 4.
Apparently, when I roll initiative, I only roll ones.
You're the fight finisher.
8.
You're in my same league with most things, with attacking things.
I've done okay attacking.
Right, you remember the mirror image.
That's the preferred way to do it.
Yes.
Go last and hit things.
All right, better than 15. 20?
22.
Jesus.
21. Nope,
22, 21.
We're a party with Grill and Maurice. Oh, sorry, 22. Yeah, 22. I can't.
Maurice, what you got?
12.
Okay. Abner?
7.
And Dracon?
Same as last time, 4.
Okay. I'm just going to put you down here forever.
Just with a 4. Because I'm just going to roll ones on initiative all the time.
Is your raven going to uselessly occupy an initial slot?
No, we're in a cave, so there's really no place for him to fly.
Okay. Rogue.
Yes. I will
do some
slash at them, I guess. Let's see. Can I roll something higher than a one?
Yeah, it's a seven.
Yeah, it's a seven. Okay, so 13.
That totally hits.
Okay, and...
You did 15 points of
healing.
Yeah. Ooh, so 9 damage on my first, on my primary thing, and then I'll slash with my secondary sword, short sword. That is a 25. That Sorry,
totally 20, hits.
23.
Totally hits.
Okay, so 9 on the first one, and then 2 on the second.
Okay. You notice that as you're slashing through these things, like, rats are moving out of the way of your blades and things like that. So you definitely hit a few of them, but not...
It's not an efficient...
Yeah,
it's
not super great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're not effective against these.
That's right. This is where the campaign ends. Swarm of rats in the tunnel killed you all.
I made the choice not to take any AoE damage spells. Yeah, so we're doomed.
That's your one job.
Like Indiana Jones's father, we were defeated by rats.
Yes.
Morgan.
Sacred flame on a pile of rats.
Yeah. Okay.
Get back, Chauncey. Don't get eaten by rats.
Chauncey can eat rats, though.
Sacred
He's still probably making deck save. He's about the size of a rat.
3?
That doesn't do it.
Okay.
Shockingly.
Hey.
8 damage.
That's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Some fried rat for your dog.
Mmm, food.
The rats come at you.
Yes.
They start swarming up your legs. Ooh, I roll really good. 21.
You have bubonic plague.
Uh-oh.
See, what would be really good here is a fire spray spell. Wish we had a wizard.
You did 4 piercing damage.
Don't be ridiculous.
Maurice. I break my own kneecap trying to kill rats.
cut off my leg.
He's so ugly.
So since I have a torch in my hand, I figure I'll use the torch to fight him.
Sure.
Improvised weapons? That's... How does that work in this system?
Simple weapons?
No, there's a thing for it.
There's a thing for improvised weapons.
I was thinking
it's
just
like a d4.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. It turns out using weapons as weapons works much better than using weapons.
Do you have a sword? I have to drop my torch to pull the sword.
Okay, so drop the torch. It doesn't go out.
I drop the torch on the ground in front of me.
It's a stick covered
pull out my sword, and I attack.
Sure.
Uh, 24.
You totally hit.
For 6 points of damage.
Yep. Abner.
Fireball!
Firebolt some rats.
Sure.
Problem here is we gotta get all the rats at once, just hitting one of them at a time like this.
Before
it's not really
you
useful.
Do that.
Yeah.
I'd just like to point out that they're swarming your friend.
Yes, me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm only hitting one rat. It only it does not light him on fire unless he's not being warned or unattended. So
are you making your own double stuff?
That's double stuff.
That's quad stuff.
Oh, okay.
So much stuff.
Yeah, damn. Hey, get him off me. Get off me.
Is there a rule for doing damage to him too? Like,
we'll see.
If you roll a 1.
Yeah, legit. I'm in. Damn it, did not. I mean, yeah! We're fine.
There's a 1 in that number. You
got a 20. Hey! Another 10 points of damage to the rats.
Nice. Whoosh. Yeah, you roast most of the remaining rats. Dracon?
I'm going to use my whip, because...
Sure.
To just sort of reach around.
Yeah, you want to pull that one off of his crotch, or we'll never hear the end of it.
Just whip straight for the dick.
She did say she's going to reach around.
Yep.
That is a 13.
That'll totally hit.
Was it D4? So 1 plus 2 is 3, plus 3 more is 6.
And that is bludgeoning damage?
Slashing.
Pierce. No, slash.
Slashing? Okay.
A slash at your crotch. You...
Dear God!
Whoa!
Are you circumcised? Prices!
Oh, yeah, you are!
Prices across the board!
Mazel tov!
Oh, wait. You dispense with the rats.
Yay!
Got the rats, guys!
Good. My sword away.
Get some rat guts on your crotch.
I take a couple of dead rats with me, because who knows, we might need bait or a distraction.
Alright.
Or food.
No, no.
We're going to look up disease rules in a while. I'm really excited.
I know. It doesn't matter.
So you get up to the gate, and Morgan pulls the key out and starts to fiddle with the lock a little bit. And it is not just turning. Like, this iron lock has been sitting here next to moving water for God knows how long.
I have thieves' tools. Yes.
Do you have WD-40?
So.
Is that a magic salve?
Look, I brought the right key, okay? Nobody...
It's not working.
I told you were going to lose the right key. It's now down underneath the dinosaur bones at the bottom of your man purse. Well, why don't you dig in and go find it? You'll fit right in with the rest of the dinosaurs.
I get grabby hands for your purse. This sounds really exciting.
How about we have Varel here take a look at it, shall we?
Okay.
What is the lock picking?
This is a...
Hopefully it's like a sleight of hand. That'd be nice.
So
it's just dexterity.
No.
So the way all checks in the game work is I will tell you that it is a ability check of some kind.
Right.
You then get to decide if there's something on your character sheet that makes sense that helps that thing. So you have some thieves' tools and presumably a skill in lock picking or something.
No, I got sleight of hand.
Proficiency in thieves' tools.
Or proficiency in thieves' tools.
Well, yes, I do have a proficiency in thieves' tools.
So what that gives you is the ability to add your proficiency to the check.
Okay.
Providing you have thieves' tools.
So it's going to be a dex check plus your proficiency modifier.
Right, right. Okay.
So
6, plus 6. 13.
You wrestle with it for a few minutes and scrape the rust off the right spot and manage to get it unlocked.
Yay!
When you get it unlocked, you pop your head out the front.
Huh?
And you notice that there are some raiders approaching, but they haven't seen you yet.
I'll close the door back a little bit.
Yep.
Turn back to the group and say, how many raiders were there? Dark vision.
Looked like a couple of guys in robes and 6 kobolds.
So eight things?
Beyond
the gate, there are 2 cultists and 6 kobolds.
We have bigger problems. Morgan here's a pervert. Why are you carrying all these tampons around?
Because I menstruate?
Oh, somebody needs to sit down and explain the facts of life to you, boy. Please do not go in your ass! You will get sick, and you will die, and it'll be awkward for the rest. You said there's raiders out there?
They do go in his ass when she's got her dragon strap on.
Your elf is bad-mouthing me!
Yes, from the... Yeah, 2 cultists, 6 kobolds, right? 6 kobolds?
They're going to be passing by in seconds.
Shut the door. Lock
it. Yep.
Okay.
Aren't we here to, beat up those guys?
No, we're here to stop them from wrecking the mill.
Right. Guys like that.
Can you sneak up behind?
As they're going by, you see one of the cultists stop and look right at the gate for a second. And then he turns and keeps going.
Oh, for a second I was hoping that this was just like, just bars.
Just bars, we're just standing by.
They are, but you guys like move back out of the tunnel a little. Although, you didn't do anything with the torch.
Look, so, alright, yeah, so if it's just, yeah, if it's just a gate, then sure, we can drag the torch back and snuff it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a door.
Well, also, so. if it's just a gate, I'm gonna go ahead after they move past and just have my bird fly out.
Yeah.
And have it follow them.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna share sight with it, so I'm blind while I do that.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna lay a hand on the paladin's shoulder.
Okay.
To follow him and watch them through the bird.
Okay. So they were, walking along the other side of the riverbank. There's a couple of houses and things out there, and they were just,
the opposite side of the riverbank from
us? Yeah, okay. The south side of the riverbank.
Okay.
So they were just, like, seemed to be patrolling the houses, and they go to that little cluster of houses there, and then they come back, jump through the river, and head back up to the keep. So, they're just basically, looks like they're out looking for other valuables and things to steal. Okay.
Can you lock the door when we leave?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So, how do you now want to proceed to the mill?
The mill's so over here.
The mill's, like, we don't see a column of fire coming up from the mill or anything.
So there's
you see mill. Some smoke coming.
We're, like, over here.
Okay, so we're going to want to, like, go down through the woods, I think, to keep away from the cultists.
Yeah, and follow along.
That means that we don't have 10 minutes to spare, so, yeah, just lock the door.
And if we follow the riverbank, the sound of the water always cover our tracks a little bit.
So everybody make me a stealth check with advantage.
And with advantage?
What's advantage do?
You roll 2d20, pick the highest.
Okay. But since I have disadvantage, I only get one die. Yeah. Okay.
You're okay, though.
That's cool.
13.
Let's see, 19 plus a bunch, and by a bunch I mean 3, so 22.
24.
17.
Okay. You all succeed. Talking.
Yeah, I'm just nattering the entire time.
Yep. So it takes you a few minutes to get down to the mill. Let's see.
Morgan, somebody played a cruel joke on you. What you want are condoms. I'll buy you some the next time we're in town. But I'm only doing it once. This is very embarrassing.
They're made out of sheep's guts.
Well, take the condoms.
And you'll thank me later when it doesn't rot off. Okay.
I think he insulted your vagina. Just so
that's what he's saving his healing spell for. Well, that didn't work out. Oh, never mind.
So the mill is just a simple barn. And this one we are going to drop. So.
This isn't a mill!
Okay. It's a space station!
That's no mill!
Bye, dragon! We went off somewhere else. Whee!
Over here so I can watch this guy.
Okay. It's somebody's show.
So...
Nice.
You haven't painted your raven yet?
I just found him, it's like, minutes before we left.
It's an albino!
So the stream is over here. And there's, you know, water wheel.
That is a beautiful.
Yep. I'm an artist. I'm an
amazing
artist.
Water wheel.
Yep.
You should quit your job.
Fuck
at
you all.
Dignity.
Oh. It's a jackal. Is it a jackal?
Ooh.
It's a jackal.
Is it a naked woman?
This isn't
God,
the cloud.
God, be a naked woman.
This isn't the cloud, okay?
So there's a pillar in the middle and a couple of big ass doors, and then there's a smaller. Humanish sized door there.
And then there's the doors for the big ass people.
Yeah, or you
but
know.
Donkey donks. Seriously.
Or like, you know, carts being drawn by oxen so that you can take flower places.
But more importantly, the kind of things that just wakes or mix a lot up in the morning. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
The stuff is.
Nicki Minaj style.
That's fair.
That new Nicki Minaj video is something else.
Anaconda? So,
yeah.
Yeah, it is something else. It's true.
So, as you come up, you see some things.
It's So where are we coming from? This, that way?
You were coming west. This way.
To the east. So east to the west.
Yep. Ah, I'm drunk.
So you're coming along the river there. And I need a thing. That's the thing I need.
You toss old man crappy pants down there too.
Guys, I have to be like guarding you.
I'm probably up in this area.
That's right.
But then we have the guy, the wizard in the back. Very mighty! We walked 15 miles!
Sounds right.
Well, we did kind of walk it, never mind.
Walked 15 miles for every 5 miles they walked.
Walk so 15 as you miles.
Back in my day, we could walk diagonals, so we did walk 15 miles for every mile we walked. It was amazing!
Back in my day, those youths had
no, that's it. I've decided. My character remembers 4th edition, and he's going
to
remember.
I was about to say. He starts spouting off old rules about things. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. You can still walk diagonal for one. It does not cost additional movement. There is an optional rule.
Thanks, halfling.
Yeah.
And I personally have always hated the 1-2-1-2 bullshit, so.
What? You weren't joking.
Oh, you're looking
at the video is amazing. What the hell is happening here?
It's
just butts. Sir Mix-a-Lot is so happy right now.
Yeah.
So, before I knew this was a thing, I watched Mix-a-Lot do his ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah.
And he had a call out to his girl Nicki Minaj. And I'm like, why does Sir Mix-a-Lot give a fuck about Nicki Minaj? Turns out the answer is
Monogamy.
He wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lyrics are amazing too.
I believe you. Like. Okay, seriously, people twerking is the funniest shit in the world. How is that sexy?
You should run back and turn the sound off.
Just twerking in silence.
Pause the recording so you don't get your shit taken off the internet. So you guys are actually much further away than that. We'll get there when we actually get there. But this is kind of what you see when you walk up. Move that cultist guy like 3 or 4 squares that way. This is what you see when you come up. And Sherlock Holmes down there.
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Takes a puff on his pipe and smacks the cleric's ass. And
the little
gets
boys.
Bored with it.
Even though I'm entirely straight, I found that really exciting.
You have those condoms?
And that's all that counts.
I'm done!
Does this party have HR yet?
So, as you come up, Abner,
it
is entirely clear that these fires are, in fact, like, the guys over here are setting the fire.
So, group of kobolds?
Yeah. Okay. The building is in no danger whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're camping.
No, like, they're lighting a bonfire.
Oh no, they're gonna burn the books!
Or they're lighting a fire near the mill in the hopes of drawing people out towards the mill. Not that, I don't know that Abner would mention that to any of you. Go, my minions! Fly! Stop them from burning the mill down!
Fly, you fools!
What could go wrong?
Mm-hmm. Alright. So we're just running into combat?
No. Can I make an insight check as to what they might be doing? As opposed to just second-guessing you?
Yeah. And this is investigation.
Oh, is it an investigation check?
Oh, I'm sure.
Right? Yeah, it's all the same to me.
You know, putting together the details.
I'll do investigation.
No, just him.
Oh.
I got a whole 9.
Oh.
Does he pick it up?
Unless I've got advantage on this.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 6.
Oh, you only get +5 to passive.
Correct.
Okay. Well, your 18 passive investigation when you were walking up.
Yeah.
Makes it clear that they are not trying to burn the mill down whatsoever.
Right.
This is a lure.
Okay, it's specifically they're trying to get people out to the mill for some reason.
The dwarf was in on it.
Maybe. And we'll get back to that when we get back to the dwarf.
He's a ginger. Can't trust him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No soul.
Hey, now. There's nothing wrong with gingers.
Are you a ginger?
No. But the love of my heart is.
Okay.
She has no soul.
So I'm gonna mention for all of you guys to
red hats.
To kind of hunker down a little bit, and I'm gonna send the raven off.
Okay.
Flying overhead. And I'm gonna scout from his eyes, like from different angles. Does it look like there's a big group of people waiting in the mill or anything like that?
So, there's no windows or anything.
Sure.
It's a two-story building.
Okay.
Do you like fly into the building and whatnot?
I'll land on the, or I'll have the raven land on the roof and listen.
Okay.
At the building.
There's definitely some activity inside the building.
Okay. And I'll have it pop over to the edge and just kind of watch this group out front. Are they just kind of like waiting for someone to show up?
No, they're actively building a fire.
They're actively building a fire. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, there's a couple of fires already.
Sure.
And they're just making bigger and bigger fires.
Are any of the doors open?
Yeah, the big doors are.
The big doors are? Yeah, I'll have the bird land on the ground and kind of hop towards the door and look.
Okay. I wonder if that acolyte is smart enough to realize that a raven shouldn't be flying toward a fire.
No, not at all.
I really hope that your raven gets killed every session.
He can get killed multiple times a session. Yep. That's the thing.
You should have it try to just sort of sit just on the acolyte's head.
Find familiar? It's just 10 minutes now.
No, it's an hour cast time, and casting is a ritual at 10 minutes. Do whatever the spell is.
Shut up. You don't know my spells better than I do.
I'm pretty sure
okay,
he does.
Let me go.
Shut your mouth.
I'll just wait right here for you to be wrong.
Put your practice your judging face.
That's the face you always
I was about to say, that. That's...
Casting time, one action. If I was looking at feign death enough,
I'm familiar. So you're familiar.
Familiar.
Okay. Nothing... So, they don't notice the fact that this bird is acting very, very odd.
Right.
And he bounces in, and there's nothing really on the first floor. So when you go into the room, there's a big spinning wheel, right? Mm-hmm. Big millstone.
Yep.
It's still spinning.
Sure. Why wouldn't it be?
And then there's a loft where there's just tons of stored flour, basically.
Okay.
So it's just this acolyte and a group of kobolds?
Well, no, I heard activity on the second floor from up above, but I don't see anything up there.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. I'll have the bird leave.
Okay.
So telepathically to Bertram, I'm going to get my own sight back and telepathically I'm going to order him to head back towards the gate and just do a flyby of that gate that we came in and a flyby of the keep and then come back and report to me if anything seems amiss.
Okay.
That's gonna take him a little while, so.
Yeah.
While that's happening. They're not lighting the mill on fire. It's a lure. They're trying to get people out here. There's something on the second floor. It's probably a trap. Maybe multiple traps. I don't know. And anyway, we should probably stop those kobolds. Whatever kobolds are doing is not good.
So.
I'm against it as a rule.
So we're gonna go in and fight?
What's in the middle?
Flour. You know, to get them through the winter.
Excuse me.
It'd be bad if that flour got, you know, tainted or burned or exploded.
Flour doesn't really explode.
If it's in the air, it'll just burn right up. Back before I knew how to do magic, I used to do that all the time. Scared the shit out of the kids! What were we talking about?
Whether or not we were going to go in and fight these kobolds.
No, I'm for it.
Perhaps we should go around and come in from behind them.
Mm. Isn't there a river there?
There's the mill thing there?
Which are you confident that you can sneak around without them noticing you? All right.
I could try to take out the acolyte from behind.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'll be adventurous.
Are you going to do something thrilling, Ross?
I'm going to attempt to sneak around and maybe, I don't know,
See if I can get behind him without being noticed. If nothing else, distraction. If at best, maybe I can try to stab the acolyte in the back before he can see me.
Okay.
So what do I do?
We're supposed to probably get into position.
Yes, yep. Well, I understand.
So yeah, we'll come back to you in a second. Okay. What are the rest of you going to do while he's off doing something thrilling?
Like, just get close enough to back him up.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like a full frontal assault is the best idea.
Yeah.
Always.
Obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Full frontal's the most
I could use a little touch of healing.
Anaconda. Oh, wait.
I could use a touch of healing.
Well,
touch yourself.
I've already expended that.
Look. My healing is not metered out in touches. When your organs are on the ground and you really need it, I will help you, but I gotta spare it for the most urgent situation.
Everyone's a bunch of wusses, huh?
Yeah. You're telling me.
Yeah.
How would you rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being the worst pain you can imagine.
Oh, definitely an 8.
Yeah. An 8?
Yes, I'm definitely on an 8. Definitely on an 8. I'm in some serious hurt here. You see these scratches here? They might scar.
Yeah, on a scale from 13 to 0, he's at an 8.
Okay, well, my healing will make them scar over. So, call me when you really
need. Back in my day, whenever a cleric attacked, you'd get some healing. Just scars would just heal right up spontaneously as he hit people with his giant mace. You don't even have a giant mace, do you? I didn't see one in your purse.
I've got a spear on my back.
It's like a mace, only not. Who has a spear?
Kobolds.
Yeah.
Oh. It's all coming together. All
right, so, well, they reminisce about 4th edition.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I like, love, by the
in
way.
Another dimension.
So, you need to make me a stealth roll.
Yes, and in case it matters, I have Mask of the Wild, can attempt to hide in the light foliage in the rain, so it's
okay. Because
I don't know how much coverage there actually is.
Okay, it turns out there's not actually a lot of cover between the mill and the river.
Right.
Because this is a working building.
You could just so jump in the river.
Shit away.
Yeah, but there's no windows on that side, so long as he gets around. Like,
there's no bushes and shit, you know, there's some open terrain.
Jump
here.
In the river.
Back into a day there were fairy vampires.
15.
Okay.
Fairy vampires.
No, fairy vampires, man. Also, fairy barbarian was a hell of a thing. It's amazing to watch those tiny little fuckers with their really tiny great swords swinging around, cutting heads off. Turns out 2d10 minus 2 is still a hell of a lot of damage.
Okay, even though you basically just walk through a clearing, they're so focused on what's going on that they don't see you. So you can move all the way around the building.
The opposite side.
And then I want you to make me one more stealth roll. Because here there is no cover.
Right.
It is dark, though.
That would be a 19.
Okay. So, yeah, you can slide up right behind that acolyte.
Snap to grid. Snap to grid. Ross,
oh, sorry.
Snap to
grid. Sorry.
Okay, there.
Making everything worse.
Okay.
That's the Brandon problem.
Yeah, that's what Brandon brings to a situation.
Yeah. So, no matter what character he's playing, that's his class feature.
Is there a surprise bonus by any chance?
There's advantage.
Yeah, you get advantage, which means that you get to use your sneak attack damage.
Okay.
And you roll twice and take the better one.
All right, so where's my sneak attack damage?
I guess that'll be the, the sign for us to attack.
Is when he kills the acolyte?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your normal weapon damage plus an extra d6.
But just when he kills it, not when he damages.
Is that true? Wow. Okay, so if I'm using my primary, I get my dex bonus as well, and then I add the 6? Wow.
Hold on.
I'll roll the hit.
I read this book, unlike you, motherfucker.
So
I
got
did read this book, and
six.
I still think it's juice.
I'm pretty sure it's 20.
And okay, well, 12. Then.
It's just on the table.
It's 12.
So I hit him at 12.
Sneak attack, 1d6 at level 1.
Damn it.
I know, right? I'm mad about it, too.
Turns out I had a fucking month when you guys were making me play Star
Wars. Well, things have less hit points, so...
Well, I contend...
Oh, right, because it's
2d6. Goddamn game of Star Wars.
It's 2d6 when the game actually starts at level 3.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
And we did not have a single goddamn game of Star Wars in that month. You guys just showed up and made me feel bad about this.
Highest was 12.
So, the usual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hits.
Okay, so 1d6 plus my dex plus another d6.
Right.
All
right.
So that's 10.
Okay. You straight murdered this guy.
Nice.
Does he so do so quietly enough that the kobolds didn't notice?
That'd be a stealth check.
No, this guy's like, no. Well, I would be when okay. I die. He'd be like, no! Oh!
You try to cut his throat mm-hmm. silently,
yeah.
But he's got like a leather necklace on and the blade catches on that. Oh. So you get one jugular cut.
Soft throat.
Right. Okay. Soft. And then he starts screaming. And then...
Yeah. I suppose I'm not in any range to do my second attack with my other weapon. Okay.
No.
All right.
Now we all need to roll initiative.
Okay.
Which we all have advantage on.
Yeah. I'm
surprised. No. No. God, don't listen to me.
No.
I like that. Okay.
That's also not a fourth edition.
I don't know the bottom now.
See about that.
You're not the bottom. Yay!
Stimpy, what have I told you?
We've discussed the strap.
Yes, the dragon.
Yeah.
Mine's bigger than all yours.
Yes.
It's a Wookiee strap.
Also, Miley Cyrus is hanging
down. Yes.
Super awkward.
It's a Wookiee strap.
Yeah.
You know,
got its own legs and all the
She goes in there and tickles in just the right place.
That's right. Wow. She represents the tickler. Anyway, total.
She also represents the lollipop.
No. Now that be...
Actually, she's more of a lullaby league.
Oh,
Jesus.
Okay. Vero.
14.
I go before you!
Yay!
What's your dex bonus?
My
dex is dead. It doesn't matter.
Yes. I kind of killed him, I guess.
Morgan?
He's pretty cool looking.
16.
I go before
Maurice.
You!
18.
I go before you.
Abner?
13.
What's your dex bonus?
-1.
Yeah. Best dex bonus ever.
Turns out kobolds are faster than Abner.
Yeah,
that's true.
And the kobolds daring Dracon.
20.
Nice.
Hello.
All right, Dracon, do something.
I am going to rush up. How dare you do these you vile creatures?
She's got 5 squares of movement.
Yep.
She's got.
I have 35 speed.
Oh right.
Yeah, because we're elves.
Elf.
And I'm drawing my rapier as
yeah,
I do
sure.
This. And I attack the kobold right in front of me.
Sure.
Shut up. You're bad at
that's
this. Nobody
hey!
Likes
me. Right. Plus a bunch of
yeah,
stuff.
That's funny. Yeah.
C7, 8,
snitches
get
stitches.
12.
You cut that kobold in half.
Yeah! Oh, it's kobolds! I actually pierce it.
Yeah, you cut it in half with a rapier.
Yeah.
Really
no,
that's this
how,
one. You're attacking
that's
this one, right?
That's how frickin'... Yeah, just give me the ball.
This one. Okay.
Now I try to peel the kobold off my rapier.
No, I wanted to move right.
Trust me.
See, I'm
awesome,
guys. All right,
Maurice.
I will move into position. There.
Sure.
I will attack, this guy.
Yep.
Moving between, well, really in the middle of all the kobolds.
Yep.
That'll be a wise thing.
10.
I'm going to sleep and put our party to sleep.
You missed.
12.
Please don't do that.
12 would hit.
You
12 hits,
me
good.
To sleep
how do you
elf.
Get to 12?
Elf.
3 for strength,
yeah.
And 2
put
for...
The paladin to sleep. Who needs those?
Proficiency bonus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 12.
What'd you roll?
7.
Okay.
I'm good. I just forgot my proficiency bonus, that's all.
Okay. Sometimes we write those numbers all down together in a single number.
Oh, no. I keep everything separated.
Hello?
Okay. So, damage...
What's up? Yeah.
6.
Yep, you kill.
Yay, dead.
Morgan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I was actually going to buff the party, but it kind of seems unnecessary. So I will move up.
Yeah, I could use healing instead of a buff.
You really couldn't.
Yeah, I could do some healing.
Okay, that's still not happening.
Then just rub one off or whatever you do.
Rub one out there, Calvin.
Don't rub one off. You can't reattach.
It's like a lizard. You just slough the skin every now and then.
My anaconda shed its skin.
Well, that's never happened to you?
When it's wrong, red means it's working.
Yeah. It starts flaking off a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
This one time in band camp.
When she asks if there's open sores, if it's just all an open sore,
yeah.
Then the
I'm allowed
no.
to say no, yeah.
Blood is nature's loot.
I'm never always doing business, but I'm always open.
Beryl.
No,
you need to finish your...
Yeah, wait.
My turn was filled with rotting dick jokes.
Well, you're stupid.
Welcome to your life.
Well, I refrigerate mine. Like, nothing's rotting.
In a jar.
Okay, pickle it.
With enough embalming fluid.
Cucumber.
Skandala calls down sacred flame upon that bitch. This one.
That bitch? Yeah.
Okay.
I gotcha.
It makes a dex save.
It does. It has dexterity.
Yay. Oh, wait, no. It's the only one I don't have under control.
16?
That's a success.
Okay.
Your god sucks. Right on. Let's see. I can move, what, 5 squares?
7.
7. Who's wounded or what now?
None of these guys are
wounded. There are either dead kobolds or pristine kobolds.
Right, okay, so well, I got to protect him, so I'm going to take out the guy that's at his back.
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And after that, we can have an in-character talk on tactics and then know how best to support you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Also, you can go diagonal.
So 15.
And once you do, 15. You can never go back.
Okay. And that would be 10.
Yeah, that's a dead kobold.
Okay. I'm not in range of doing any attack on anybody else, right?
Nope.
Do you have any movement left?
I do.
He has 1 square movement.
I have 1 square left.
Yeah.
You can move.
Can I attack diagonally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I move over 1 and I try to swing at that guy.
You can do anything diagonally.
Anything. Yeah, I totally hit him.
Okay.
And I hit him for 5.
He survives.
Okay. Wow.
Are you rolling their hit points as we attack them? That's classy, though.
Just add a little something.
Sure.
Because these guys have 5 hit points according to the book.
Right.
But it's 2d6 minus 2.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling and, you know, we'll see what happens.
So if you roll nothing but 1s, that kobold's just going to drop dead before we attack, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That yeah. If I roll 2 ones, like, as the blade comes in, he just falls over from a heart attack and dies.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the mediocrity!
All right, the kobolds get to go. Okay. Tell me about your bullshit.
I have the feat Sentinel.
Yeah.
So I am a true defender. When I hit a creature with an opportunity attack, the speed becomes 0.
Right.
Okay. If a creature within 5 feet of me provokes an opportunity attack, even if they take disengage action before leaving my reach.
Okay.
When a creature within 5 feet of me makes an attack that doesn't target a creature other than you, which is me, you can use this reaction to make a melee weapon attack against an attacking creature.
Okay.
Yes.
So one next in has to attack him.
Yeah, yeah. But he can move inside your threatened zone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
So
humans get a feat to start. Other races need to wait till level 4.
This guy moves here. And they
snap the grid.
Both attack you.
Okay. That worked out well.
And
now you might get healed.
Because they're skirmishy, they get advantage.
Yeah, they get a thing.
And that one rolls a 16.
Miss.
Plus 4.
20.
Is 20, yes. Which I think hits.
Yes, it hits.
And the other one gets better. And so we established the worst hit. Better probably also hits.
Just this one.
No, you just have to
know what exactly. I hate? Paladins. We should let him die and then get someone new.
That is 9 bludgeoning damage.
I'm thinking of sorry,
piercing damage.
Drop it.
They poke you with daggers. So you go to 0.
Around in your head.
No.
Just
my
a
meal ticket. No.
Because that's how death works.
With flailing fists of fury.
Abner.
Flailing Fists of Fury! Whichever one stabbed him last, I kill.
Okay.
Revenge! Nah, I don't need to move. Turns out I can do 120 feet from right there. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So
no, you have to be exactly 120
feet. Oh, shit! Yeah. This sucks!
The ritual's so specific.
Jesus. Sorry. I got a 15 with my fucking bowling ball.
That'll hit.
You are shitty at rolling.
7.
No, you know what? I've been rolling really good damage, thank you very much.
True story, as the fireball is halfway through, the guy just falls over out of fear.
Oh, don't hit me.
Drac on the daring. There is a kobold left.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm using my ring.
Carve a Z on his forehead.
It's a D. D, dragon. Yeah.
Oh, pardon moi, yeah. Monsieur.
Also, that kobold wants the D.
No, that does.
So that is a 21?
20 sufficient.
And there's no advantage for flanking, right? Not without a feat.
Not without a feat. Or like 17. His class feature says.
Yeah, lets him do sneak attack.
8, 9, 10, 11. 11 damage.
I can't roll that on 2d6 minus 2, so...
Yeah, I'm awesome DPS.
Yay! Now heal our boy.
Can you allow him to do anything about this?
Okay, so it's Maurice's turn.
Oh.
Yeah! Death save!
So you need to make a death save.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that's a failure, because you don't get to add anything, right?
Nope.
Okay.
It's just roll.
So you have one death save.
One death failure. Mark that shit off.
Yeah.
Because that stays.
Forever?
No, until you get a long rest, right?
I think
it's just until you get up. In this one. It was long rest in 4th, but I think in this one it's just until you get up.
Yeah. There were death saves in 4?
Yes.
Back in
I don't ever remember having to do that.
That's because you had
Dennis! Grandpa! That's the mailman!
And was that usually once you get to, like, negative con or something? Or?
No. You died instantly at negative bloodied, but when you were down, you had to make death saves. 3 death saves, and you die.
Just before Maurice's turn, you hear some thumps from inside the mill.
Yeah.
And will I have to start my dragon ritual?
Probably not.
If you regain any hit points or become stable.
Yeah.
I know what I'll do. I'll take cover between the two doors in case somebody comes out. I can stab them in the side.
You're standing right in front of the door.
Oh, sorry, right there. Yeah, I'll be like, it comes out of there. Comes out of there. Comes out from over here.
I'm gonna hobble up next to the player. Can you move me up next to the player, please? Yeah, rub your fingers all over that mini. Let's make sure you get the paint all off it as quickly as possible. Yeah. right in the butt. That's where it goes.
Anaconda? No,
next to, not behind.
Behind is a next to.
Yeah, come on, dude. Words. Well-to-use words.
No, it was me the whole time!
I was everywhere at once!
Yeah, you better heal this guy. No one's dying before I do. You are not going to quave my fucking party death.
I'll sleep when I'm down.
I'm feeling great.
Right.
You think I should heal the fucking paladin before the boss fight?
Probably a good idea.
Uh-oh. He's getting more action figures out.
These aren't action figures.
For men, they're called dolls.
G.I. Joe! Real American hero. It's Zartan! No, look out, it's Zartan!
So long as it's not Zardoz.
No.
Zardoz!
No.
I was just remembering when my brother would play with his G.I. Joes with my Barbies with me.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They were super short.
I know, yeah, like, they were, they were halflings to Barbie.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay, alright, that's different.
Ooh, sized appropriate.
Full size G.I. Joe.
Not anatomically correct, though.
Well.
Neither of
them. Tell this Barbie doll about my super sexy condition.
Hey, baby, I've got PTSD. Want to traumatize me?
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Alright.
So, do we have a round or something?
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. So, before Maurice failed his death save, you heard a bunch of what sounds like guys jumping out of a loft.
Okay.
And then it is Morgan's turn.
I move up to Maurice.
Yep.
I cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
You get 11 hit points back.
Came out swinging.
I could have used some more.
That is the maximum I could do.
I'm pretty sure he'll turn it up for
that's
you.
Totally,
that's
why
all are you doing?
His goes to 11. Shit, son. Pound that. Yeah.
That's it? That's all you got?
Get up! You can't paladin from the ground, boy!
Oh, I'm awake!
Actually, he has to wait
still,
till his round.
No,
he is still on the ground.
No, he's just awake on the ground.
Yep. True story, in D&D, it is sometimes a correct tactical choice to just crawl around and stab people.
In this edition, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Standing up is actually it's better in this edition, because it was your whole move in 4th edition.
Yeah.
And it's only half of your movement.
Yeah, half of whatever movement you had.
Daryl.
Well, all I did was I took position in between the big doors and the little doors, so if somebody comes out, I can...
Yeah, turns out some guys come out.
Okay, well,
that's... Ready in action to stab
them. I am ready to stab them.
So...
Uh-oh, well, they will provoke an
as they move past you. If they're
well, they're not coming out, because on their turn they just jumped down.
Oh.
So they're not sure there, of their sexuality? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see...
What the hell is that?
It's a kobold worm priest.
Oh, okay.
It's for our purposes, it is a cultist.
It looked weird from the back.
Oh, God, that's right. You don't have my collection of minis.
I don't.
No. If I wasn't using them for the Pathfinder game, I would have them over here, because I have the best cultists ever. They all look like He-Man. They're all, like, super ripped.
Oh, I've got, like, 30 of them.
Yeah, yeah, right? Those guys are great. They're fantastic.
They were the most common of common.
Yeah.
I think you only have, like,
I have a bunch of, like, troglodytes and skeletons, and then a bunch of the hero minis.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, look at this guy. He is buckling a swash as we speak.
So. I like this guy with the candle. Oh, that's just a badly painted torch.
So the figures aside, exactly what are they that I see?
They are all basically the same guy.
Okay.
These are all robed cultists.
Just like the one I killed over here?
Yep.
Okay.
But these guys, unlike the guy you had here, mm-hmm. like, he didn't have any visible weaponry.
Right.
He looked, you know, more waifish and spellcastery-like. These guys all have scimitars.
Great.
Oh, these are
badass motherfuckers. Scimitar! So, they're bloody S-words!
Hey, wizard.
Cloud. They've got an S in them!
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. Don't want me to put a cloud out there.
Why not?
Because it's total obscurement for everything inside the cloud, meaning you have disadvantage attacking anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then put it in there.
Turns out it's good for the thing inside the
cloud. Okay, put it inside the barn.
Well, no, if you're inside the cloud, you can't see out. Either.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, this is why I've got the bird, so I can just give it my sight, and then I can fireball from out into my cloud.
Yeah.
Does dark vision affect that?
No.
No.
It's fog and not darkness. Oh, okay. Specifically, this is why I took fog cloud.
Okay.
Yep.
Because you couldn't bullshit
drive. Well, let's see.
Hey. What else?
My bad. Fucking suck in this one.
Is there any
I love it. Oh, God. Yeah. No. Nothing was more exciting to me than looking and being like, wow, drawer, a waste of time. Yeah!
Is there any possibility I can sneak in there at this point?
No.
Okay.
in fact, looking right at you.
Well,
yeah, in fact, when you poke your head around the corner, three of them lock eyes with you.
Okay.
And then kissy face.
You got a pretty mouth, though.
Charging him by myself is suicide.
Yes.
So,
but I support your tactical decisions.
We are having a race to the grave here. Tonight.
I close that door and I lock it with my thieves' tools. Or something, I don't know.
Sure, you can close the little human door.
Yeah, I'll close the door.
The giant other doors are still giant.
That's fine. That's fine, but that at least prevents them from getting...
Like,
that prevents them from flanking us from that door, at least.
Yep.
Okay, I'll close and try to at least block the door if I can't lock it in the time
sure.
I got.
And
I will shout the number of assailants to my companions.
Just after you shout a number of assailants, you are proven incorrect.
Uh-oh.
So, it was five. Let's...
As a bunch of the guys with spears jump down from, like, this walkway.
Oh, Jesus.
We should burn down the mill.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It was already burned by the time we got there. We were too late.
But don't worry, we brought you all this man jerky to get you through the winter.
No, long pig.
I saved some rats for you.
So those guys have spears and... chain shirts on, actually. They have legitimate armor.
Area of effect.
No, we don't
and
have
a first level fucking wizard.
Yeah.
Useless.
Abner's turn.
That's your chance. You can get your player death.
Your bird chimes in about this point.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in town, really. I mean, like, they're still raiding and looting and...
In town, but, like, nobody snuck through to siege the keep while we were out.
No more siege than it was when you left.
Right. Okay. I told him to come on back so I don't die alone.
Yeah. He considers it.
Cool. Like, maybe.
Well, he can leave after you die.
How many rounds is he away?
That
will actually help me determine what I'm doing.
He's probably three rounds away. Overland speed of a bird being 80 or 100 feet.
90.
Seems reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually, or excuse me, 50. Fly 50.
Oh.
So he's doing 100, because he's move,
yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah, I could fog cloud out here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can sneak up behind him or something.
Rogue's always doing it from behind.
Sneak up behind the 10 of them.
Cast sleep. I might get 2 or 3 of them. So it's 5d8, and that's how many hit points worth of monsters I can put out.
Okay. Well, these are all level, like, 20.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Like, I don't... You know what? I've got a single goddamn spell left at first level. I'm not going to waste it on a gamble. We're going to wait. There's no stepping out of initiative in this edition, is there?
Yeah, there is.
That I don't remember.
It's under actions on your turn. Here, I'll go. Here we go. Actions in combat. Help, hide, search, use an object. Ready. Here we go.
Yeah.
Ready. Back later in the round using...
Yeah, so you can't just step out, but...
Yeah. So, I am going to...
Charge in heedlessly.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I am going to ready an action to cast a firebolt on whichever of those guys gets closest to me.
So you're hanging back like a coward.
Like a wizard.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Noted. And I'll say to you guys, don't let any of them out of the barn!
What about all that strength you took? Instead of dex.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to be fine if they actually get up to me. I'm going to, like, go Rafiki on their asses. It's going to be great. Whoa. Step on my head. Like that. Cat-like reflexes.
Hey, Rafiki. No, you dropped the Lion King. He's dead.
The daring, dashing dragon.
There's no dash.
You sure? You can dash.
Dashing is actually...
It's a thing.
Yeah. I haven't just renamed anyone's character yet, so...
Okay, now you're Mrs. Dash.
All right. I'm with a bunch of cowards. Time to die. Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Foul creatures!
Jesus.
Yeah! And you can ready an action to attack the first one that gets within range of you.
Sure.
Okay.
Charging up to the barn doors. Sure that's not suicidal.
Yeah, that's the thing that happened.
I oversell my skills, even to myself.
Obviously so.
Can move 30 feet.
Peppered.
I've been awesome so far.
So. Nope. Dunk, 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 dunk. So that's
going to
be the guy
I'm going to attack.
You attack.
With my rapier. That hits.
Hits.
Murder, death, kill.
4, 6, and 9.
How'd you get the 9?
Oh, because you're bullshit.
3 decks, okay. 2.
You sliced that guy in half on his way in.
Ha ha! You're all next!
The other 4.
The other 4 drag you to the ground mercilessly murder you.
Yes!
I could probably drop a couple of them on the sleep spell.
Well, go ahead and cast it!
I think it'd be worth it just to
average is 4.
Get rid of the damage.
5 of these.
That's, how dead am I?
Well, we're gonna see.
22.5 on average. So
the answer is probably pretty dead. But you know, sometimes you dash up.
Do they each have what 7 hit points? 8.
Oh, these guys are actually terrible. So the first 2 are a 15.
That hits.
And a 7.
That does not.
Second 2 are a 14.
Does not.
And less.
Does not.
So 1 of the 4 hits you.
Ha ha! I am amazing!
And that one does 3 slashing damage.
Why are you putting that there? And?
Maurice!
Take half my move and stand up.
Yes, you do.
5, 10, 15?
Sure.
Get in there! I don't care what you smell.
Well, you can double move, can't you?
Yeah, you don't want to. He wants to attack. You can't, can you?
No, he can't attack. That's right. I ready an action to attack the next person that comes in range.
Okay.
Next enemy that comes in range.
Okay. Morgan.
Uh, I cast Bless. I can pick up to 3 targets. I pick Veril, Draken, and...
The Daring Draken.
The Daring Draken and Maurice.
Yep. What does Bless do?
Blessings of Yolanda be upon you.
Okay. Turns you into halflings.
Ah, oh, shit.
I like how I convinced you to call her Yolanda instead of Yondala.
I know. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Whenever you make an attack roll or a saving throw, for as long as I maintain the spell, you get to add an extra
d4. Nice.
Okay, so I roll a d4.
Is that d4 to attack or damage?
It's to attack. Okay, so it's a d20.
So it's a d20 plus a d4. Gotcha. That's, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, it is just strictly better than Old Bless, right? Because Old Bless
was
just...
Bless was a waste of your time!
Yeah. Okay, Veril.
I'm going to try... I'm going to try something superhero-ish.
Yeah, I love superheroes.
So I can move diagonal, right?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep.
And then I'm going to strike that guy with my second attack. I'll strike that guy.
Yep.
So to hit with my blessing. Oh.
Pro tip.
Yep.
Sneak attack is a thing that exists?
I think that's a thing that exists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think because you are a rogue, you get advantage because he is engaged with one of your allies.
No, if he doesn't get advantage, he can just use his sneak attack damage.
Oh, yes. Well, I think mechanically the way it works is he gets advantage and he has to have advantage to sneak attack.
Nope. No, you're really? Thinking that was the beta test.
Oh,
you're correct in beta. Right now, they took that out, and you can't just get advantage all the time. He can sneak attack when flanking,
yes. Okay.
Essentially.
Okay. He can sneak attack when he has advantage, or if he has another enemy of the target within 5 feet.
Now, true story, if he took a level of wizard
or
sorcerer, so dex intelligence or charisma being higher, you could then cast true strike on yourself, giving you advantage on an attack as your bonus action, and you can do that all the time.
Yeah, right.
Because it's a cantrip.
Anyway,
so in this case, I'm rolling to hit this guy with my main weapon.
Never mind.
I have my little blessing.
Yes.
It's still bullshit.
All right, so 18 plus 6, I think I hit.
That'll do.
Okay, and then for damage, it's...
2d6 plus whatever.
Plus 4.
So that's 10.
And that was on
that first guy.
A cultist, because the guards haven't gone yet.
Okay.
10 damage kills that man.
And then my secondary hit will be on that guy.
With you guys thought I was committing suicide. I'm fucking awesome.
That totally hits.
Okay.
That's 19 plus 6.
Yep.
And then another, just 1d6 this time?
Yep.
Okay. Because you can only sneak attack once per turn.
Okay. That's a 3.
All right. Okay, the guards get to go.
Oh, goody.
Guards get to go.
So first we'll let that resolve.
And you've got a ready attack, right?
I do.
Yay!
And I'm blessed now.
Yeah, you are blessed.
And d8 plus d4.
It's becoming less and less.
20?
It's becoming less.
For 7...
Actually, it's become more and more likely I will knock all of them out of sleep.
Not me!
Ooh, actually, no. 12...
I wouldn't
15 points of damage.
Come on, 2 elves will be fine.
Okay. You kill him.
Yay! What?
Blessing does for the attack or the damage?
The attack.
Oh. Take away 3 points of damage there.
So 12?
Yes.
You still kill him.
Okay.
Only 12?
Oy vey!
Alright. These 3 guys... all think you are the worst thing to ever happen.
I'm pretty sure.
You being Viral the Rogue?
Yeah. And then...
You black kid gang rape. Just a pro tip, I have 0 healing left.
This guy. Yep.
Triggering my ready on that guy.
Yep.
He's come out too far.
Sure.
You strayed too far from the safe confines of your cave!
It's a bard.
I got a 20 to hit him.
That'll do.
And I do 5 points of damage to him.
Noted.
And now you will burn!
Couldn't have put him all to sleep.
I couldn't on that reaction.
Okay.
I reacted to a fireball.
Guards have spears.
Okay. I think I'm dead.
You're going to get shish kebab.
Yep.
3 of them try and hit the rogue.
Okay.
All of them hit.
Probably none of them hit. I got a 13.
Doesn't hit.
Okay, then none of them hit.
Okay. Nice.
Isn't being awesome great?
Yeah.
And then one of them tries to hit you.
Okay. Go for it.
That seems better. 21.
Yeah, that hits.
You should try being awesome. It's God awesome.
Damn, stupid paladins.
For five damage. Why'd you ever decide
to be a paladin?
Five damage it is.
Of the piercing variety.
Seriously. Why aren't you playing a fighter?
Yeah, fighter's doing great for me.
Abner?
Alright. 20-foot radius. So, true story, I could... I could center a sleep right there, and these are two elves, so it wouldn't affect them.
Right. Yep.
So I could just swing the sleep on everybody over there. It's a gamble, though. You know what? They've got shitty hit points. I feel like this is a thing. This is a good guess.
Get out of the way. So you're dropping a sleep in Elf Town?
Yeah.
Which is population cultist right now?
That's right.
Yay for magic sleep immunity.
Let me double check how sleep works.
True. Well, you see, when you're really tired,
says, fuck elves. We lied in their character sheets.
Yeah.
No.
It's quad effective against elves.
Right. He turns to sleep for
us. We have the flaw. Rip Van Winkle.
We can only be awoken by true love's kiss.
That's right.
So blow some right here, Howard. Did I ever tell you about the time when I was 16 years old? The sun was going down in the west.
Yeah, the elves actually just fall asleep voluntarily.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. We go into a trance.
Alright, let's see how we did on averages. So that's 10, 20, just slightly below average.
Okay.
So 20 hit points, starting with the lowest hit point total. We sacrifice that for, drop that from the total.
Yep. So
probably this guy first.
That guy first.
Okay.
Sleeping.
So how many hit points did he have?
He had...
you did five on him.
I know, math is hard.
Okay.
He had 6 left.
Okay, so I've got 14.
Yep, so you get one more of the guards.
Yeah! Fucking useless waste of spell.
Which one do you want to put out?
This guy. Lowest, let me see if
this guy.
You could get a guard or a cultist.
The guards have spears. Cultist damaged?
The guards have spears, the cultist has
spears. That cultist was damaged.
So it'll be him.
So he takes 3.
Okay. Well, he's got 14. Which leaves
you 11. 11. So you can still get one of anything else.
Right.
I will pull one off of him because he's already taken some damage.
Yep.
I took some damage.
Yeah, but you're awesome.
That's true.
No, she is daring.
Daring. Right. Yeah, and
the time daringly is awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now you don't mind adding words to your shit?
Well,
when I add words to... Well, no. Just take your turn. It's fine.
Feeling's not hurt at all.
Who are you going after?
I'll just hit that purple dude or lady.
The purple people eater?
Them's my spells.
Yeah. I'm blessed.
Yeah, sure.
We're taking a nap after this.
You hope.
So there's 12 plus, and there's
now we fight the dragon.
4, so 16 plus 5 more is sufficient.
I can't flash for days.
This guy's only have 11, right?
3 plus 5, 8 damage.
On a cultist, does not quite kill him.
Oh, this cultist looks like it has boobs, maybe?
Whatever.
Cultist?
Nope, I actually think it's just a dude in a really girly dress.
So, 2 cultists left.
Cool, kill the one who dressed.
And they will both try to scimitar the one who just hit one of them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, me!
The damn dragon. You're the one they're trying to murder.
Dragon!
I can't.
Those are some better rolls. That is... 16 and 14?
The 16 hits.
Okay. I thought 14 hit you last time.
No, it was 15 that you rolled last time.
6 damage.
6 damage? Ow!
6 damage slashing one.
Ow!
Maurice!
I will take a 5-foot move here.
Sure.
To get between those two. Attack this guy here. Purple guy. That's the one she was just attacking.
That one does have some damage on.
Yeah. 19.
That
hits.
Okay. Can you do 1 damage?
Yes.
Good news.
Okay.
I have a question.
At least 1 damage.
Bonus action, is that just a free action?
Basically? You get one bonus action on your turn, and things have to give you a bonus action. Like, you have it, but you can't use it unless you have another
class feature or something.
Okay, yeah, so I have, like, second wind on my turn. I can heal myself.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. As a bonus
specifically.
Action, time to keep fighting.
Varl.
I can move, yes.
If you move out of that guy's threatened range, he gets to hit you.
Unless you take your action to disengage.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well then. Hello.
Is it an action or is it a business?
Okay. Okay, I will attack him then.
Okay.
Oops. My blessing. Come back, blessing.
He jingles his chain shirt at you.
Stab him.
I hit him.
What do you get?
16 plus 6, so 22. Okay. And then 1d6 plus...
Like, he's got the highest AC of anything you've seen tonight, so...
Oh, okay.
Except the dragon.
5 damage.
Get!
Shit. And then, oh, but I'll hit him again with my other sword. Aha! And let's see, 7 plus 6.
No.
Oh, okay, then I don't.
7 plus 6 is 17. Hmm?
That's the first correct thing you've said.
You can't say
I know.
That's unlucky to say that number.
I don't know what the... I just, whatever. Mixed it's the math. Same difference. Jesus Christ. Okay. Anyway.
The guard that you just hit
yes.
Sticks a spear in your kidney.
What? He's got a hit first.
Probably successfully. Because that's 21.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, no. You didn't hit 15, so...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That is 5 damage of the piercing variety.
I'm back down to 3 again.
The other guard obviously is looking at you.
Yep, where I've always ended up.
I'm at 3-2.
Hey!
But I do
miss
myself.
Miss.
3-2. Really?
3-2.
Yeah.
Miss.
3 as well.
Sad. Okay, Abner.
I'll firebolt the one attacking my elf buddy here.
Yeah, sure.
Go help the daring dragon! I got your back! I miss! I got a 13 to hit him.
Negative.
God damn it.
Nothing.
Negative.
Thanks, old man!
The daring draken.
I'm just gonna be like, I'm so awesome, yeah.
My god, his armor absorbed my fire!
What? Who are you going after?
Do you have to have hit dice remaining to give yourself a second wind?
It's, I think, just a bonus action. You can double check the...
I got it.
Because you used a hit dice during the rest, right?
No.
Oh.
I didn't get any damage except in this fight.
Okay.
Those are the other elf.
Okay, well then roll and that's fine, and we'll know this for later.
Okay.
Because everybody looks it up.
I'm looking it up anyway, because it's a good question.
Nope, it doesn't use your hit dice at all.
Yeah, it's I just D1 healing. Plus level.
Okay.
Or D10 plus level, not D1.
Yeah.
So that's
11 hit points.
Wow, nice.
I'm at full.
That is how you hope
I'm just healing, so awesome. So. I just
yeah, you are.
Smile and wink, and I'm just all right.
You do, and then the cultist lady just winks at you with a scimitar.
Well, that was a bonus.
Oh, that was your bonus action. Fine.
Wait so then I poke out.
Yeah, sure.
My
right
here.
Sure. And I'm that I'm
I crit. I crit.
Yeah, he's dead.
So yeah, you flourish, crack your neck, and just stab him right in the face. The cape goes fluttering.
That's right. That's all the cultists.
I sparkle.
How long
slightly.
Are they asleep for? Do they get saves or anything?
1 minute, unless somebody shakes them awake or damages them to the motor down.
Got it. Right then. Maurice.
I attack the guy next to me.
Sure you do. I think he's taking any damage yet.
14?
Nope. Would you like to add any other random numbers to this?
Did you roll your bless?
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, okay. That's what this blessing.
Yeah, good talk.
I was trying to help, but no, you just bad.
Morgan.
No, I miss.
Okay, I will sacred flame the guy on our rogue.
Yay!
He is a cultist. He has dexterity. Not enough though. That's a 10.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Indeed, not enough. And he's taking 5 radiant damage.
Oh, yeah. Plus 5.
True story, he dies.
Hey-o!
Poof. I thought you had a higher main stat than that. You put your 8, son of a bitch! You got an 18! Fuck you.
Yeah, he rolled
God. Gross. Yeah, I know. He didn't put it into his attack stat.
It's the most important
stat. He took his
stat.
18, and he put it into charisma. And that's amazing. I now love your character more than any other one at this table. I'm so proud of you. Jesus.
Viral.
I think I'm so worried about
so everything around you is
face.
Asleep right
yeah, I was about to say, I will kill one of the sleeping guys.
No.
No?
Don't worry about them!
No.
Save your friend! He's pretty!
Makes me question my sexuality!
So how many do I
have? Smack this one's ass and leg,
bitch! Each square is 5 feet.
Four. Okay.
You have 7.
Yep.
7.
Alright, I will attempt to hit him. I am still blessed, yes?
Yes.
Okay. That is a 26.
That'll totally hit.
Okay, and then it's 1d6 plus 4. Or am I flanking him?
Shorty!
Yeah, you're flanking him.
Oh boy, so 2d6 plus 4? Yeah. Oh boy. That would be 8 and 12.
See if you actually kill him.
Well, I get a second attack in a second if necessary, but yeah.
I feel great.
12 piercing, I should say.
Yeah, you totally kill.
Help!
See, just running towards the open door heedlessly worked out great for me so far.
Seems to be fine.
Next!
Yeah. That's Derek right there.
Yes!
So yeah, there's some sleeping dudes on the ground. And that's what you get.
Are there, coup de grace rules in this game?
Actually, we should capture them and interrogate them.
Oh, we're going to.
Yeah.
We're just not going to capture more than one.
That's true. Who's the prettiest one?
How about the one? Who's the prettiest one?
We can give them to you.
Here, actually, I will. I'll come hobbling up and toss my 50 feet of rope out. Someone secure all three of these prisoners, please.
Wouldn't that wake them up?
No, you have to spend an action attempting to waken them.
Okay.
So, like, yeah,
I have sleight of hand. I can tie a knot. I don't know.
No, I can tell you straight up. It's assumed in fifth edition that everybody can tie a knot, so they just have to make a check based on your rope.
I can tell you the history of knots.
I don't give a shit.
Morgan knows all the bondage knots.
Right.
I know a few of those, too.
That's small.
I'm small. I can fit in small places.
Like a hand.
Yes. Richard Gere?
Lemmy Winks!
What, Richard Gere?
What's, I don't know.
Do you get it?
You fucking Felchers.
What? No, ew!
Yeah, I got it. Small places like a hamster, and then you mentioned Richard Gere, and you're saying ew to me?
You was talking about felching. I didn't say anything about felching.
He's your friend. Don't look at me.
I said Richard Gere. What the hell? What conclusion were you drawing?
Right. He was bringing in beloved American actors.
Everybody on the internet knows.
American gigolo. Hello.
Everybody on the internet knows that Gere puts hamsters up his ass. He has three up there right now.
Yes.
He fires them out at rapid speed. It's his Pokemon attack. Richard Gere! Boink! Yeah, what now?
I choose you, Pikachu! Anyway!
He uses Spatter. It's super effective.
Oh!
I don't think it's super effective. The hamster's fur absorbs things and...
So we got these guys tied up.
I just like to go on.
Maybe there's plenty of Centaurum on the hand.
No!
Is a kobold here?
No, they're all cultists.
They're all just human cultists.
I get them all disarmed.
I loot all of them.
Well, didn't they disarm themselves?
Sure.
I am looting all of the cultists and kobolds in the barrel.
In sum, you find...
Well, I'm not cutting them open, but, you know, well, I could. Yeah, I could.
This is war, boy!
You find 15 silver pieces between them.
Nice. Okay.
Kind of cheap.
And are their weapons any better than mine?
No.
Oh, all right.
So, as a general rule,
yep.
The answer to that is no.
Okay.
Unless he says something specific, yeah. Like, ooh, this is especially
I will specifically call out when stuff is cool. Random vendor trash is random vendor trash.
Gotcha. Okay.
But in MMOs, you can sell that to drink a few coffee.
How, so she's not, actually, this brings up a decent question. You told her not to worry about tracking bolts for the crossbow.
Yeah.
Should we worry about looting everybody because we're going to worry about tracking minutia for, like, resting it ins or things like that? Or do you feel like the rewards for this adventure are going to be fine?
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Good. Because seriously,
yeah.
I do not want to have one of us track a party bank because it's going to be him and he's going to complain endlessly about it.
It's going to be Ross.
No, because
I was already I was the bank in Star Wars, so.
Yeah, Ross is in the bank in every game I've
also,
played.
Also, the rogue always keeps track.
But, that all said, it turns out I don't play high fantasy games to do spreadsheets.
Right.
So, you know. They're like, you are welcome to track everything.
Oh, yeah, I'll write down
I'm
the
never
money.
Going to be like, oh, well, you guys don't get to sleep at the inn tonight.
Well,
like,
I assume that maybe they're my pals. I entertain them enough.
Exactly, and he's a fucking noble. So,
entertain him enough two at a time.
You know.
Well,
oh. Sorry, that's my job.
Jesus. Don't seem to double-handed, man.
There are other holes.
Oh my god.
There's always one hole.
And with a knife, you can make more.
Yeah, there's a terrifying mini that is doing shows. She's supposed to be a tiefling rogue.
Oh god.
She's holding two curved daggers, and they're right up here, and she's got this like funny little like, sassy butt pose, and the handles on both of those daggers
are awfully phallic.
They're dragon dick dildos. Just to put it right out there. Yeah. She's just
with Miley Cyrus on the end of them?
Yeah. How many of these do you have at home that you've kit-bashed the daggers on?
30.
Yeah.
30. Okay. They surround my bed.
Yeah.
They watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually made little clay figures for himself attached to the daggers.
Right.
Watch you cry yourself.
Yes, that's right. Wow. They watch him call himself a jerker.
So you trust these guys up.
Yeah.
Bondage style.
Yeah.
And then?
Well, they're only asleep for a minute. So they probably come to.
Oh, yeah. They're awake. And they're not
safe. Oh, well, in case they do magic, don't you cover their mouths or their hands or something?
None of these guys had, like, component pouches or magic focuses or
anything. Oh, yeah.
I think none of these fools are spellcasters.
Yeah, the other dead guy does.
Cool. All right. Well, if I have them dressing them up, that dead guy, I'll check and make sure. Does he have a spell book or something like that?
No.
No, sorcerer.
Probably fucking sorcerer. Actually, probably cleric.
Well, getting a sorcerer would also make sense.
If we were fighting a dragon sorcerer, he would not gone down in one hit.
Well, he didn't see it coming.
I'll be gross and collect the ears of all the guys that I killed.
Sure.
At least one ear from each.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm gonna belt out on.
I cover Chelsea's eyes.
Whatever. Yes.
This shit is disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Are any of you trained in interrogation techniques?
Yeah, I can give it a shot.
Nope. Oh, I know somebody who could really do a good job.
Is Yolanda okay with that?
Yeah.
Alright.
He can be quite intimidating.
You gonna put the fear of Sunni into them? You know, do their hair?
Good idea.
Go over there. Make daisy chains.
Wake them up.
They are
they're
awake.
Not awake.
They're always.
Yeah, they're awake but tired.
All right, you want to be good cop or bad cop?
I will be the good cop.
Okay.
You will be the bad cop.
I'm on.
I will persuade them that I am the good cop.
Okay.
I am a cleric of Sunni.
Cleric?
With your... As soon as he starts talking, I punch one of the guys in the face.
Hi, I'm the nice guy.
Oh!
That's the bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
It's a convincing argument.
Look at rules and decide on dice rolls.
It's under charisma and intimidation.
Yeah.
We're not fucking around here. If you want a deal, you're gonna have to talk.
And I will persuade them to speak. Yeah, cut out one of their tongues and say, okay, who's next?
I think if both people are trained in a skill and working together on something...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not trained. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, all right.
Persuasion?
Or intimidation?
Where are you going? Intimidation? Or...
She's had it with her shit.
Oh. Probably in the mailbox.
Amazon said?
That speaks to you?
Amazon speaks to all of us.
And soon we will hear what the Master Amazon wishes of us. What do you wish, Master Amazon?
Destroy Google!
Destroy Google!
Fun fact, Amazon is producing a web series based on Man in the High Castle, which I'm really interested in. Philip K. Dick, alternate history story where the Nazis won World War II.
Oh, interesting.
And all stuff, and like, ooh, look at that, an interesting story.
Alright,
where is intimidation at?
Page 179.
Skill descriptions are not robust. It's like a small paragraph.
Yeah, page 179. Okay.
Do I still have that blessing? How long does that last?
Oh, but it's only attack rolls and saving throws.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's up to a minute.
Yeah.
So we're done.
Yeah. If they've woken up, then it's been a minute. Somewhere in here there should be something about setting a DC, right?
Nope, that's in the DMG. Yep.
No monster manual.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, it's in the DMG too.
Not until this time next year.
Typical DC is 174.
So there's really nothing in the description for, like, if you take any of these guys alive.
No.
Oh, we were actually supposed to fight these guys.
Damn it, Watsy.
Oh, wait, you mean, what, in the description of the adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
None of them talk
to intimidate DC or something?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, goddammit, Watsy. Yeah. Because, like, back in my day, in 4th edition, it said right there in a little sidebar, if they choose not to kill everybody, you can get information out of them if you pull their teeth out of their heads.
Whoa.
Why can't they just pull their teeth out of their heads?
I lied.
Okay, Marathon Man, Jesus.
I lied.
You're such a liar.
Is it safe? I don't know if it's secret. It's secret because I hid it.
Is it secret? Is it
where the sun don't shine?
So your butthole?
Yeah.
Make your pocket. Go ahead and make your intimidation.
That's what vaginas are.
Intimidation or persuasion?
I'll take your word for it.
It expands. Okay,
persuasion then. Persuade them to talk because I have
a little baby hair.
He is the bad cop.
Persuade me.
Persuade you? That plus six. Who's that? 16.
How do you persuade me? Role playing game.
That is within your best interest to speak now. Look what we did to your friend.
Or what?
Or you deal with me, you pieces of shit.
I'm assuming it's like this tiny squeaky voice.
You were never going to last on the inside. I've got the worst cons on my goddamn speed dial. You will get shanked before check-in.
What's speed dial?
Isn't part of your tenets to help spread the influence of your cult? Now is your time to speak to us.
It's not a cult, it's a religion.
Same thing.
No.
Persuasion.
Make me an intimidation check.
Yeah. 20.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Too legit. Persuaded and intimidated.
They're peeing themselves in, smiling.
The only thing that you need to know is that when we have finished amassing the Great Horde, the reign of the Queen of Dragons will begin.
So that was a lady dragon?
Cut off your hand.
Can you go ahead and make me a religion check to put all the pieces together?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to kick that guy in the face. Wrong answer, motherfucker!
I got an 8.
Straight shit. Yep. There's going to be a queen. Maybe a king. Princes? Who knows?
So you're going to... You got a crown or something?
As he's getting kicked in the face, he rolls his eyes at you.
Okay.
And looks at you and says, "You can kill me. This is all I will tell you."
Okay, well, second chance. You smarter than your friend? You want to live to see another day?
No.
Because I can make a deal. Okay, third guy?
Doesn't say anything. In fact, he doesn't even have a tongue.
That's about to say no tongue, right?
I'm kind of at a loss here.
What is her name?
Good cop, what do we do?
Start with toe number one and move up.
What is her true name?
The Queen of Dragons.
Do religion check for me.
Sure.
18.
Yeah, you probably only need a goddamn 10 for this.
Yeah.
It's just like, seriously, I've just been missing
up all that.
Queen of Dragons, Freddie Mercury.
So there's a dragon called Tiamat.
Yes.
Maybe you've heard of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got turned into religion and have no bonus, so.
Wow. Turns out that the Cult of the Dragon is trying to release Tia.
Yeah,
so
that's what they do.
Yeah.
It's always Tia.
You say anything out loud?
How
else would Tiamat be known by? What other name?
Oh, Tiamat! That Queen of Dragons!
She likes tea.
My friends here are a little slow sometimes.
He just stops talking. He looks aghast that you have the audacity to say her name.
Tiamat, Tiamat, Tiamat!
So you want to free Tiamat? How does attacking the world's greenest village with the world's bluest dragon accomplish that?
Well, when you mix the two colors together.
As we collect wealth for her hoard, she will be ready to enter this realm.
So you're just looting.
Yes.
Your cult is not impressive. You should seriously consider becoming a halfling and worshipping Yamdala.
Come on to out of this! This is serious!
He's got nothing else to say.
She mandates no looting. Alright, I just start bumbling them for a little while.
Sure.
Feebly beating on them with halflings.
Yeah. So, true story, at this point, like,
I hand you
it appears
my whip.
That we are dealing with religious fanatics.
Yes.
Who are ready to die for their cause.
Yeah.
I consider no one in the world more dangerous than madmen willing to die for their cause.
Yep. Sure.
I'm going to casually walk up to each of them and firebolt them in the forehead.
Okay.
Like, I am killing these guys. Okay. True neutral says, yeah. We got
no
time.
My alignment is whatevs.
Perhaps we should take this to the Lord.
I was bad copping over here. They were gonna break it in, like.
I was worse copping.
Yeah, worse copping.
The last thing we need is any of them getting loose and getting back home.
Disguises?
What about disguises?
Well, take their cloaks, I don't know.
Sure, you can take the cloaks.
Yeah. Some of us here are good at that kind of thing.
Disguise kits.
Yeah. I don't think I would pin it.
So, with the name Tiamat there, can I put two and two together with the five dreams on five consecutive
days,
the five ways the world ends?
Yeah.
So, you know, she's been messing with your mind the whole
time. I don't know, make a roll.
Yeah, just because I want to watch you fail.
So. Alright.
Do it. You can't put it together.
Hey!
Yeah, there we go. 18!
No, that ends up being
DC 30.
Yeah, 24, so not nearly enough.
Barely legal.
Oh. Yeah. It was DC fuck you. Which was Run DMC's first name.
Didn't play well for you.
Big pile of dead cultists and guards and kobolds.
Let's drag them away from the flower. We don't want it spoiling or rotting.
Throw them in the river.
Throw them in the fire.
But that might be, like, you know.
Yeah.
Water I let them throw them in the fire. I'm
weird. So you spend a bunch of minutes.
I let them throw like, fire. I'm weak.
Stoking the fires back up a little bit. Because it turns out kobolds are not great at building fires.
Fireball.
As you're about halfway through getting them all into the pyre, a group of the governor's guards show up and just kind of look around, mouths hanging open, and say, Nightwing wants to see all of you immediately. We'll finish this.
All right.
Well, we finished it.
I'd triple check your flour and the rest of your supplies in there. I don't know if they messed with any of it. We haven't had a chance to check.
Yes, sir.
We won't cut it down.
900 guards fall out.
I will stand up a little straighter as that man called
it. Just an entire fucking army. God
damn, we're SEAL Team 6 over here.
You guys thought just heedlessly running to the door was a bad idea. Yeah. Worked out.
Oh, I thought you guys running heedlessly to the door was the best idea.
I'm at full hit points.
You guys are all the hit point buffer they have to get through before they hit me.
That's right.
I'm full hit points.
You must be nice. See, Governor Naito.
Hey, I didn't bug you once for healing.
Good, because I don't have any.
Yeah, not anymore.
So,
needle pulling thread.
How do you go back?
Walk down the road.
Right back up the main gate.
Did my
bird tell me that they were still assaulting me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, let's go back up the back way, I guess.
Let me go the tunnel.
Secret tunnel time!
He's already given us permission
to use
the back nine, if you know what I mean.
How did those guards get out of there?
You talked about anal sex, right?
Yeah,
the tunnel.
About anal sex, yeah.
Do we need any lube?
No time for lube!
Could you scout to see if it's still going on?
Bertram, be a deer and tell me how many more people we have to kill.
1,000,000!
There's still an active siege going on.
Okay. How many people are we talking about? 30, 40, 60?
Probably 30 or 40, yeah.
Well, the guards just came from there, presumably.
Well, they probably came out the back way.
The secret tunnel.
Yeah.
So they have another set of keys.
Yeah, secret back door.
Yeah, remember how I said there were like three times the number of keys required on
there? They're all just for that.
They were all just that.
Yeah.
There's actually all like duplicate keys in the same spot.
Yeah.
These keys are called contingency.
Oh, I mean, he's got more.
Whoa.
We should probably go in through the back door.
It's a piercing.
Yeah. Surly little Prince Albert.
I was about to say.
He's got a hairy beard,
in
too.
A can. Oh.
Whoa.
That is the worst thing ever.
There's also nipple
Prince
piercings.
Albert, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
speaking of it.
Where's the mop?
Whoa. The phone goes off and your dice explode.
Not an emergency. Okay. No one's asking for the mop.
I am lacking a strap-on. Where's the mop?
Excuse me, folks. Duty calls.
Duty.
All right. It'll be the first time.
No.
Go back. All
right.
So, yeah, you guys make it back to the back.
Back to the back. Sorry, I'm right in the board. I'm a giant!
Oh. And when you get back in, Nighthill says, tell me what happened. Is the flower okay?
We have every reason to believe that they weren't planning on burning the mill down. They wanted to draw people out there and ambush them. Which is what they did to us. So we killed them.
Yeah, it didn't go great for them.
I see.
I smile and wink.
We think the flower's all right, but your men showed up to relieve us, and we told them to check the flower. You did send men out there, right?
Of course I sent men.
Excellent, yeah. Of course you did. Why? Anyway, what were we talking about?
I have a belt covered in ears.
Are you my son?
Were you able to learn anything?
So, at this point, I'm going to cue up the Raven, who's got mimicry. He can sound like a voice talking. And the Raven is going to squawk out in a high-pitched voice, the world shall die 5 times, once in fire, once in blood, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, shit from
my dreams. Like, shut your mouth! I'm going to wait for it to finish talking before I do that.
Okay.
He looks properly terrified.
We think they're going to try and end the world by releasing Tiamat from the Abyss.
Yeah, but apparently step one is petty theft.
As with most plans to end the world, step one is indeed petty theft.
That's how it starts. Petty theft is gateway.
Petty theft,
crime.
Lowering the taxes, you know, liberal things.
Thanks, Obama.
Socialist bastards.
He just stops for a second and says, it sounds like you were able to interrogate one. Did you bring anyone back alive?
None of them survived.
My fire bolts to the head.
He looks at you real hard.
Yeah, sure.
I've got a belt full of ears.
And notices your belt full of ears.
I just match his gaze fairly gormless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, I'd like to speak to one of these if you could capture them.
No, sure. You want me to go get you one?
Yes.
All right. All right, folks, we're saddling up one more time.
Wait, where did you get horses?
Oh.
We're putting the saddle on the paladin.
He's the prettiest.
Wait a second. No.
And in fact, as that happens...
As we saddle the paladin?
Yes.
Whoa! I'm interested.
Anybody got a carrot?
I'm listening.
A lieutenant comes up and pulls on Nightingale's shoulder and says, sir, the sanctuary. And you all turn and look, and you can see that the building is actually on fire. You can see it from here.
Is that made out of, like, stone or mud or some shit?
Yeah, but there's all kinds of wooden beams and wooden windowsills
and shit.
Who's that a church to?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Helm. It's church Helm.
Yolanda.
Sure.
Tiamat.
Tiamat. The esoteric order of Dagon.
actually.
Oh.
That would be closer to his than they. Because I think they're buddies, they're pals.
No, Yolanda is the god of halflings and exploration. I'm pretty sure Shantae is just one of those stupid bullshit human gods.
I thought Shantae was these pop artists.
With the temple on fire, seems like a good place to stop for the night.
No.
Since it is almost 10 o'clock.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
Unless you guys want to keep going. The next thing probably is going to take an hour.
It's 10. I actually have to be up in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. I have tomorrow off.
Yes.
And I
we will stop there.
Do we get HP back?
No.
No. Nor do we get spells back?
No.
Nor do we get anything.
No. Is there any mundane healing that can take place?
No.
Oh.
How about some experience?
No.
Okay.
The way these
5th edition encounters are built, like, there is an experience chart, but the way these are counted out, basically after a few adventures, he's going to say, and you guys finally level up.
Yeah.
You see, what you should try to do is, in a fight, just sort of grin and wink and feel better.
Yeah.
That worked wonders for me.
I'm going to be sitting out the next fight.
Yeah. Hopefully this fire in the temple, we can take a nap first, because...
I mean...
I think it's going to be fine. What could go wrong?
Come on, if the god...
Yeah, and then I get to make a new character.
If the god really wants that temple to survive...
No, fuck you, we're fighting over this. Oh, no, wait. I think all three builds of Warlock look amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So you and I and one other person need to play Warlock. Oh, and we each need to pick a different patron, and we each need to pick a different build. We each need to try that out.
Okay.
All right, I'm in.
Make your own coven?
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the recorder off.
Good night, everybody!
Goodbye!